KZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
Add kidnapping to the stack of charges against O.J. Simpson.
The stakes just got much higher for Simpson.
President Bush makes the case for expanded surveillance.
The president calls it an anti-terror tool. Critics say it goes too far.
Frustrated airline passengers take to the National Mall.
To show Congress what it's like to be in a jet for 9.5 hours.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Behind bars since Sunday, O.J. Simpson gets to stretch his legs today to go before a Las Vegas judge. And the case against him for an alleged hotel robbery has gotten more serious. Additional charges that could affect any chance to win bail. CBS's Steve Futterman is at the courthouse in Las Vegas this morning.
In 3 hours, O.J. Simpson is set to make his first court appearance here. He was officially charged yesterday with 11 counts. As expected, he's accused of armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and conspiracy. But the district attorney also charged Simpson with first-degree kidnapping, which carries a possible life sentence. Here's CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
The kidnapping charges have to relate to what Simpson and the others were allegedly heard to say on that audio tape. It's kidnapping when you confine someone against their will.
Right now, 3 others are accused with Simpson. Any plea deal they work out would likely require them to testify against the former football star. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the county courthouse in Las Vegas.
On Larry King Live, Simpson lawyer Yale Galantner said the charges amount to a house of cards.
I have complete faith that the prosecution's case will fall apart.
He contends the stories from others involved aren't adding up.
We've got a bunch of nefarious characters. We've got a bunch of witnesses who have all had prior contact with the law. They have all given differing accounts at different points of time.
In another celebrity justice case, the jury is deadlocked. The foreman in the Phil Spector murder trial told the L.A. judge the panel is split 7-5, but he didn't say which way they were leaning. The judge, who rejected a defense request for a mistrial, told the jury to take a break and return this morning. As part of his push to boost surveillance powers, President Bush swings by the National Security Agency today. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer.
Steve, the super-secret monitoring agency will be the backdrop as the president lobbies Congress to renew broad surveillance efforts. Spokeswoman Dana Perino says the administration wants permanent powers to eavesdrop on suspected terrorists without warrants.
The intelligence community needs all the appropriate tools.
But New York Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler says the program goes too far.
The act gives the president almost unfettered power to spy without judicial approval, not only on foreigners, but on Americans.
And the current wiretap law runs out at the end of the year. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The airlines and Congress promised change after last winter's recurring stories about passengers stranded on board while airplanes sat for hours on the runway. Today, supporters of a passenger's Bill of Rights plan what they call a strand-in at the National Mall in Washington.
It is absolutely absurd that they can hold you indefinitely and that you have no, that you're rendered completely powerless once the door to the aircraft is closed.
Kate Haney of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. And cruise ship passengers have gripes, too. Some victims of crime on the high seas say the major cruise lines don't do enough to investigate.
They have taken the position that they want to voluntarily police themselves, and frankly, that's not happened.
Ken Carver of the group International Cruise Victims will tell a congressional panel the FBI should be given more authority and money to get involved. Another committee hears testimony today on lead paint in Chinese toys, with word paint in some of the recalled Mattel toys was 180 times the amount allowed by law. Dr. John Rosen heads the lead program at New York's Montefiore Hospital.
It is high risk for you.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Outrageous.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb says he signed on to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign because he thinks she, more than any other Democratic hopeful, has the experience to lead the country. Clinton's campaign says Webb will serve as one of several national co-chairs advising the senator's campaign. Meanwhile, the Christian Defense Coalition has begun laying the groundwork for a massive protest at Denver's DNC get-together. The Reverend Patrick Mahoney speaking in front of the Pepsi Center.
To the Democratic Party and the city of Denver, do not crush the First Amendment next summer here in your wonderful city.
Mahoney, along with several other pro-life groups, promised federal lawsuits against the city and the DNC if protesters are moved too far away from the Pepsi Center during next August convention. And the man who suffers from a multiple drug-resistant form of tuberculosis is back in Arizona after being treated here in Colorado. National Jewish Medical and Research Center in Denver released Robert Daniels yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It looks like we're off to a great start. We just have one minor issue, a stalled vehicle eastbound I-70 at Federal. Otherwise, pretty standard ride now, southbound I-25, starting to fill in between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue, as is westbound I-76 as you approach that I-25 merge. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny day. Warmer, a little windy by this afternoon.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Maybe I'll give them away to the first person who sends me a nice email. That's what I ought to do, considering the emails yesterday after yesterday's show have been really nasty. Whew! There's something unique about email. You know what's unique about email? What's unique about email is people will say to you things in email that they would never say to you face-to-face. Have you ever noticed that? And also, email can seem a lot harsher in reality than what you really mean. So therefore, you got to be very careful when you reply to email. So I've started adopting a new course, which is I don't reply at all to insulting emails. Not that you don't have a right to make criticism. You do, and you should. And you're not going to agree with me on everything. And there are going to be times when we're going to be crossways. But you reply, somebody has a record of your reply, and as Dick Cheney said yesterday, which is really true, you don't want to get in trouble for memos, don't write them. Do we have that? Do we have that? Turk's jumping up and down. We've got that audio quote, which we didn't play yesterday, which we may still have, where Dick Cheney talks about this.
I learned early on that if you don't want your memos to get you in trouble someday, just don't write any.
Yeah, that's it. Don't keep a written record of anything. But I've just decided I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to pass. And one of the reasons is, I don't know how many of you heard this story, but Keith Olbermann, who has quite a temper, I guess a couple of guys were sending him harassing emails. And this happened maybe 6 months ago, and he lost his temper with them. And basically did what all of us would like to do. He basically told these two guys to go, he dropped the F-bomb on them. And so what did they do? Well, they turned around and took the emails, and they turned them over to page 6 or whatever, the New York Post, Rupert Murdoch's right-wing flack sheet, and Olbermann caught hell for it. So let that be a lesson to you. Never, never, never respond to any of these things from anybody in anger. Vengeance is best served cold. Is what they always say. All right. There is every morning, there's just a lot of stuff going on. There is a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about. One thing that I think is kind of interesting is that, and I don't want to just jump straight in to politics, although I know a lot of you would like me to do that because I get complaints about this.
You talk about politics all the time,
but that I don't do enough of it. But and I missed part of this, but you probably saw it. The administration and the administration's allies just went on a full-time blitz to try to convince all of us and convince the rest of the nation that things are going swimmingly in Iraq. Bush said it yesterday in a speech about how great things are going. And we had the whole Petraeus thing, and we've had all of that going on. And now polls are back. And two-thirds of Americans feel President George W. Bush is doing a bad job at running the United States. Although 67% of the people polled earlier this month by Harris Interactive gave a negative assessment of Bush's performance, the president's rating has regained some ground from July, when 73% said he was not doing a good job. Bush's performance rating has been in decline since October 2001, when a record 88% of Americans gave him good marks for a job well done. The U.S. president's popularity reached its lowest point ever in July, when only around one quarter of Americans felt he was doing a good job. In the poll released Tuesday, 72% of Americans also gave two houses of the U.S. legislature, the House of Representatives, and, of course, the Senate, bad marks. Almost two-thirds, 63%, said the United States had pretty seriously gone off on the wrong track, with a mere 24% saying things are going in the right direction. So the public is still pessimistic and still feels negative about the direction of the country. And here's the other big poll that's out. That was a Harris Interactive. Here's a USA Today Gallup poll. A plurality of Americans say General David Petraeus' proposal to begin withdrawing some U.S. forces from Iraq is on the right track, but his long-awaited testimony to Congress last week failed to change fundamental attitudes towards the war. A USA Today Gallup poll taken Friday through Sunday found essentially no shift in the views on whether U.S. forces are likely to win the war. Two-thirds predict they won't, and if the United States should set a firm timetable to remove troops. In the days before Petraeus' appearance and President Bush's speech to the nation last week, 60% supported setting a timetable for withdrawal and sticking to it, regardless of what is going on in Iraq. Now 59% do. So what are we talking, 1 percentage point here, and there's a margin of error of 4 percentage points. I guess what I'm saying to you is, and I guess what you already know without me having really to say it to you, is that all of that hoopla that they put on, all of that did absolutely no good. Nobody bought any of that. Now, that leads me to two questions here. Number one, but can't the Republican Party read the room? You know, I want to go back to the basic point that I made, week before last, before I went on vacation to the Rolex Grand Am. What is stopping us from changing Iraq policy? Is the Republican Party. They're the folks that are stopping us. And what in the hell they're holding on to, I have no idea. And this whole flap that went on about the MoveOn.org ad and trying to, you know, link that to Democrats and on about all this stuff, that's got to be just the height of desperation. The number of Americans who say it was a mistake to send troops to Iraq ticked up 58 from 54%. And these results are consistent with a Pew Research Center poll taken last week. In that poll, 57% of those who heard something about Petraeus' report approved his recommendations, but just 16% said his testimony made them more optimistic about the war. People in this country are tired of this whole thing. We've discussed this numerous times. I don't expect one person to go to the phone and call me at this particular time, because I don't think there's anything left to discuss about this. I think we're all on the same page. I really believe that. I also think that there are people out there who are Republicans. I also believe there are people out there who are non-committed that are also on the same page that we're on. The majority of this country wants us out. And to me, it's the Republican Party that's keeping us there, because the Democrats can't get enough votes in the Senate to make anything happen. And I don't know that I'm putting this out for discussion. I'm just expressing frustration, I guess, at the situation. And I really wonder, I mean, I really do wonder what the GOP is thinking. And I'm not talking about President Bush. I'm not talking about Dick Cheney. I'm not talking about any of those folks. I'm talking about guys who have to... I'm talking about people who have to run for office. I'm talking about senators and congresspeople who have to run. What are they thinking by backing the current course or by staying quiet about it? What's going through their heads? Why do they think that this is not going to damage them? I don't know. Which is one of my favorite statements, because I mean, how could you not? How could you live in this kind of fairy tale world where, oh, everything is swimmingly in Iraq? I mean, the story this morning about how Americans must now stay in the green zone. Gee, why is that? Whew. It's puzzling. Very puzzling. 303-713-7600. It's early in the morning. It's dark out there. I don't know if you're going to get off your half moons and want to make a comment about this. And if you don't, I don't blame you, because I don't know what there is to comment about. It just is outstanding to me. It's just weird to me that the emphasis is once again on attacking Democrats and on attacking legislators that we already have on our side. But why aren't we going after women?
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Anything. 620, 20 minutes after 6, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, all good around the metro area. We have traffic definitely building up now. If you're headed downtown, southbound I-25 between 38th and Spear, those northbound lanes, doing fine, and that includes coming through the tech center, which is still wide open. We did have a stalled vehicle eastbound I-70 at Federal to watch out for. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny day. It's going to be a little warmer, though, and windy by this afternoon with a high of 82. Right now, fair and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry today and tour 12 models with homes from the 500s, located south of Wildcat Reserve and Broadway in Highlands Ranch, or at backcountryco.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You don't think you have to worry about a heart attack because you're healthy. Think again. 62% of heart attacks occur in individuals with a 0 to 1 risk factor. For 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is a fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. Do I tell you this to depress you? Do I tell you this to make you feel bad? No, I tell you this because you can do something about it. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your community. You owe it to me. You owe it to everybody to ensure your heart's health. And the best way to do that is get a scan. It's important. Front Range Preventive Imaging has the technology that can help save the life of someone close to you or yourself. Their EBT scanner is the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. In only 10 short minutes, no needles, we're not talking any drugs, no injections, and no pain, the EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. So you got to get this done, please. Don't put it off any longer. Mary's had it done. I've had it done. You got to have it done. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Don't put it off. Please do it today.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6. Sunny, high today, 82. Controversial confrontational but always caring. J. Marvin here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Public not swayed by Petraeus' report. I don't know what else to tell you other than that. That nobody is moved by this. But, and the public wants us to get out. And if you think about it, it's the GOP that's stopping us. And I don't mean to broadside attack the GOP. I just mean to say that that's a fact, that they're holding on to this, and I don't understand what they're holding on to. Let's go to CJ in Broomfield. CJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, I wanted to address something, and you've spoken with me many times. You know I'm a diehard liberal, but I think what the Republicans have done is convinced people that if we get out, I mean, they've convinced me, if we get out, we'll leave them with this chaos of, you know, the Sunnis are going to just grab all the power. They're going to fight each other, but they're also going to slaughter, the Shias are going to slaughter the Sunnis. And, I think we're left with, we've made this mess. Now, how do we get out and with conscience, you know? And well, I think the Democrats need to address that. They need to, you know, how are we going to address that? It is our mess.
Well, I think the way to address it is to be honest about it and to say that that we have been placed in a situation where there are no good options, and that any way you look at it, the options are bad. But one of the first things that we have to do is we have to come to reality and come to grips and start living in reality of the situation that's going on over there. And we've got people in this country who don't want to live in that reality, and you've got people basically in the GOP who don't want to live in that reality, and you've got to get them to face up to the reality. What happens after we leave? Yeah, there's going to be a power struggle. There's going to be tough times, and there are probably going to be people killed as a result, but they're going through tough times now. And there's people being killed now, and that's with our presence. And our presence there is, if anything, fueling more violence. So, and then you've got this last thing, which nobody seems to want to glom onto. The Iraqi government doesn't work.
No.
And it's like the Saigon government in Vietnam. It won't stand without us. It can't survive without us. So then the question is, how long do we prop these folks up, or do we get to the point where we turn to them and we say to them, once and for all, look, either do something about your situation, make the political gains that you have to make, work this stuff out, or else face it on your own, because we can't stay there forever.
Well, do you think? I think part of the situation is that they are being influenced by other countries, and our leadership refuses to officially involve those other countries in the building of Iraq. Well, if we were to involve those other countries officially, like to help stabilize, to help build the infrastructure, to help stabilize the communities, you know, then it wouldn't be our thing that we're in there occupying. It would be the Middle East. But, you know, I truly believe that there's this, they want to be stable. They want, it's like Greenspan said, it's about oil. They had these plans back before Bush was ever president to get in there and change the structure of the Middle East.
Well, the sad thing is we have a long history of this kind of involvement. We have a long history of this kind of involvement. Not only there, but in Latin America and other places.
Right.
It blows up on us continuously. We find ourselves in deep trouble. We don't reap the outcome that we want. In fact, it turns out the opposite way. We create the Hugo Chavez's and the Fidel Castro's and the Dimajads of the world. Then we sit back, scratch our heads, can't figure out how we got there.
Yeah, and they're the bad people because they hate us.
And there's no critical examination on our behavior. And I'm sure you meet people in life that are like this, that they can't. And I think there's some of this in all of us, but there's some people have it to extremes where there's no self-examination. We have no self-examination in this country about anything we've ever done. We just do it, and then it just kind of goes away.
Well, that's part of the secrecy of the government. I mean,
no, that's part
I think
of,
we...
That, that's not the secrecy of the government. What that is that's the American people who refuse to face up to the things that they have done, then step back and can't figure out why it is people in third world countries don't particularly like us. And when I say us, I'm not talking about you and me personally. I'm talking about our governments, our government. And then we're told, we're fed some other tub of hogwash about how they hate us for our American ways and blah, blah, blah. No, what they hate us for, and the reason they're angry with us, and the reason that, overreactionary people can get control of governments and countries is because it's a reaction to the stuff that we've done when we've meddled with them.
Right.
And
right.
We don't want to face up to that. CJ, thanks. I appreciate it. Great call.
Thanks.
All right. And we don't. We don't want to face up to it. And I'll bet you there are people. Look, I'm going to bet you something. I'll bet you that if you go to five of your friends today, don't tell them why you want to know. Just ask them. Go to five of your friends and ask them the following. Who was Mossadegh, and what country was he duly elected to lead? Just ask them. And I'll bet you they can't tell you. Ask them, who was Fulgencio Batista, and who duly elected him to lead what country? And I'll guarantee you that you will not get an answer. The people will not. And then, John, are you looking it up? John's looking it up. You're not looking it up, John? I just want to make sure you're not cheating.
No, sir. Just reading an instant message.
Okay. But I guarantee you ask that question, people won't know. Why? Because it's not taught. And we don't ever discuss it. 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, we're in pretty good shape. Southbound I-25 still stacking up 104th to 84th. Again, for your drive into downtown, you're going to see quite a bit of crowding, 38 to Spear. Otherwise, we're in pretty decent shape, although we do have one crash out in Morrison. US 285 looks like a semi involved in a wreck there near North Turkey Creek Road. Weather outlook today, it's going to be warmer, a little windy this afternoon, but mostly sunny with a high of 82. Right now, fair and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce.
Attention men, Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Deekforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
Go further into the unknown.
Let's get moving.
With an all-new season of Stargate Atlantis.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
No enemy they've ever met.
It's the Wraith!
No challenge they have faced.
People are gonna die.
Can prepare the Atlantis team for the adventure yet to come.
If we all go, there's no coming back.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on Sci-Fi.
30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. At only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, we guarantee that we're going to save you money. That's what the Mortgage Store says, and that's what they do. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they're the guaranteed pros.
With all the hedge fund hanky-panky and subprime tomfoolery going on these days, we at McStain Neighborhoods thought it might be a good idea to put some positive thoughts out there in the universe. So, we want all of you to join us in visualizing good things, like puppies and honeybees, and blueberries, because they're excellent antioxidants, and full recycling bins, and homes that are so well crafted and save so many natural resources that even Mother Nature would approve. Now visualize a very low 30-year fixed-rate mortgage on one of our new McStain homes in Lowry, Stapleton, or Brantburn if you buy one before the end of the year. So you get a home you can depend on at a rate you can depend on. You see? Think positive. Together we can do this. You'll find details at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Considered racist when it first came out. Listen, here's a line. Brown sugar, how come you dance so good? Somewhere, and it says just like a black girl should or something. So it was like, oh, Mick Jagger's being racist. Maybe I'm wrong, but I remember people raising hell about it. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny high today, 82. Boy, plain old Rolling Stone just points out that, you know what? I don't even have any clue how the world works anymore. All right, 303-713-7600, we're talking about the public not being swayed by the Petraeus Report and about why there's no focus on the Republicans who are holding us back and why there seems to be this thing that this old term of criticism, self-criticism, which eventually leads to eating of your own. And I got some vicious, vicious email from a guy yesterday, Jeff in Boulder, who is just, you know, Jeff, go into a dark hole somewhere and hide. About how I make him sick, and I'm a water carrier for Mark Udall and for Ed Perlmutter. And you're right, I am a water carrier for them. I am. I agree. I'll carry their water any day or their lunch or anything else because they're great guys. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Hey, I had a comment about something Dennis Kucinich said on the Ed Schultz show the other day. I know other people have probably brought it up, but he's the only guy, really, that I've heard mentioning this thus far, that essentially, you know, this whole thing about the number of votes thing is a smokescreen that all Democrats really have to do to stop this war is to basically not bring a bill to the floor, a funding bill to the floor to even be voted on. And that
but
way the
American,
votes...
but the American public would never accept that because the argument that would be waged would be that you are cutting off funding for the troops and that you don't support the troops. And, you know, the thing here is, in order to build support and make things happen, you've got to go out and get those folks who are not necessarily preordained to be on your side. You've got to get cooperation. And there are people who do not understand that concept. And that's one of the problems that we have in this country. It's either my way or the highway, all or nothing. And you won't win those people over. You will not win them. And if you don't win them, you can't get it done. How do you think that things happened? For instance, look at Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon having to resign the White House. Do you think that was the Democrats that stood up and said, you have to go or we're going to impeach you? No, there were Republicans who went and talked to him. And he realized that he had run out of support and was quickly running out of support on the Republican side. Now, I guarantee you that if Republicans went to the White House and said, we can no longer back this insanity, how fast do you think things would change?
I don't know. With George Bush, I don't know. I honestly don't know, Jay. I mean, I understand your point.
I mean, what the only thing that's shielding him and the only thing that's protecting him now is the fact that in the Senate, he can sustain a veto.
If a bill is voted on, yes.
So, but to sit there and say, okay, well, we're just not going to vote on a funding bill. We're not going to give any funding. That's not an answer. That's not going to work. That's not going to win anybody over.
The only reason, Jay, that that's not going to win anybody over, this is my opinion, is because the right still has such an effective, the media is complicit in this. It really is.
I don't think it has anything to do with the media being complicit. And you and I very rarely ever disagree, but I don't think it does. Because look at it this way. You got a son or you got a daughter, or I have a son or I have a daughter, and they're over there. And you're my local congressperson. You're my local senator. You're my state senator. You tell me you're not going to vote to give them money? Well, that's my kids you're talking about. You think I'm going to sit down and take that? You think I'm going to say, okay, fine? You think I'm going to sit back and go, well, okay, that's your weight on how to force the president's hand? Good. No, I'm going to be mad at you. I'm going to be mad at you, and I'm going to be mad at your party, and I'm going to be mad at everybody associated, because even if it isn't true, I want my son or my daughter to have all the money they need. So the reason that Mr. Kucinich runs where he does in the polls, the reason that Mr. Kucinich has no chance at the White House is because his view is a marginal one. And if you look back and see it, you'll see that it was people like Senator Charles Goodell, that was a Republican, that told Nixon that his time had come. So did Barry Goldwater, and they also sat down with Nixon and said to Nixon that he was facing impeachment and they were of his own party and that they were not going to stand behind him come hell or high water. If you had influential Republicans go into the White House and make the same statement about Iraq, you'd force the president's hand. He'd have to deal with it. He couldn't hide. But he can get away with whatever he wants to get away with as long as they stand up and as long as they run interference for him. And that's exactly what they're doing. But instead of putting pressure on them, what are we doing? Beating up our own.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I do want to say I think we should call Senator Salazar and commend him for starting to be more vocal in opposition to the war, finally. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and I was. You're the first person to bring it up, but I was going to see if we could go the whole 4 hours, well, now 3 hours and 15 minutes, if we could go the whole thing and see if anybody, and I mean anybody, would call up and say, hey, did you see what Salazar was talking about?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. It's about time he spoke up.
Okay, so he's starting to come around. So if he's starting to come around, then that means others are going to start to come around. But where we have to apply the pressure, and I've said this all along, is we have to apply the pressure on the Republican Party. And I, for the life of me, do not understand, and I say that a lot, but I really don't. I don't get what it is that they think they're going to accomplish, and I don't get what it is that they think they're doing when opinion poll after opinion poll after opinion poll comes back and shows them that the American public does not agree with them. We are the mainstream Americans. They are not. And I don't understand how they think they can survive operating so far out of the mainstream.
Well, let me try to explain real quick. This is why I said what I said about the media and why I think there's this disconnect and this mysterious, this inexplicable, mismatch between public opinion and what the Republicans are out there doing. It's because every time George W. Bush and his ilk think that public opinion needs to be tweaked and it's getting a little too far off the beam, they get out there and start pummeling us with these sound bites about, and you know, John Boehner and people like that get out there and start crying and sobbing about how the Democrats are going to hand this country over to the terrorists, and the media just suck this up and push it out there until, I mean, you turn on CBS News or you flip the channel.
I agree with that, but you have to give the American people credit. I mean, in the USA Today Gallup poll, it shows that all of those tactics don't work.
Well, you're right. We're not buying it.
Nobody's buying it anymore, so nobody's buying what they're selling. Now the question is, how do we get people like Wayne Allard? Well, he's not going to face re-election, so he doesn't care. But how do we get people like Wayne Allard and Doug Lamborn and Marilyn Musgrave and Tom Tancredo to read the room, and Bob Schieffer, who is going to run against Mark Udall? How do we pin him down and say, okay, where do you stand on this? I mean, there's an article in Rolling Stone magazine, I think it's this week or maybe it was last week, but I was looking at it last night. You know, the Republicans want to talk about everything but this.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any plans, and their idea of how to conduct this is just support the president. Well, okay. All right, Ron. Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Jake.
You got it. 303-713-7600 if you want in on this. Let's go to Patrick, in Boulder. Patrick.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Awesome. The last caller you were chatting with, I think you guys were getting right to the point of one of the points I wanted to make about it has to be internally driven from the Republicans for anything to come down. I mean, your points about Nixon were exactly where I was kind of going, but they've got to come up in their own, have to start eating their own, because otherwise, there's still the piece. I really agree, a piece of the media, because I don't know. I get around in a lot of circles. I travel between here and China a lot. And when I talk to a lot of Americans, they're asleep from the damn shoulders up. And it is amazing to me that they think it's Little League on Saturday, Dairy Queen afterwards, and church and Love Bush, and it's still going on, man. I get attacked in these little barbecue circles wherever I go with some of the places. Because of the business I do, there's a lot of conservatives in it. And
I don't understand what they're attacking you about, though. What reasoning are they using?
I really just go to philosophical discussions, not really tell me what your beliefs are. I don't even go there. I just talk about what the history is and how a lot of countries, including America, have created their own history for the for people to believe. I don't care if it's Mao or if it's Bush. They spin it, and what the people buy is amazing to me. And boy, you just get pummeled, and to me, you're right on. Whatever's going to happen with this war, I'm kind of tied to it, and I can't really go and tell you why I'm tied to it, but I see a lot of things and hear a lot of things through channels that just frighten a lot of me.
Well, it is. It's a very scary situation. I think it's one of the reasons why I can't ever let it go, why I have to do something about it every single morning. And as I said in the beginning when I started talking about this, I mean, I don't think there's anything left to argue about. I think everybody is pretty much on the same page, with the exception of a few holdouts, and they would be listening to another radio station anyway. But this whole thing is just a tragedy, and it's like, what world are these? And I keep asking this all the time. I mean, what world are these folks living in? I mean, I get some of the same things you get, because I have some friends that are conservative, and I'll get that. And it's almost to the point, Patrick, where you just shake your head. And think to yourself, well, listen, let's talk about dinner. Let's talk about the Broncos or something, because no matter what you do, it's like you can't, it's like they're living in some kind of manufactured type of reality.
Well, the really interesting thing is, and I still run into this, is that, and they're not from, it's not from old, older folks, it's from, people younger than me in their mid-30s talking about this, like Petraeus is, you know, Admiral Nimitz, and this is World War II. And
yeah,
I'm,
exactly.
Where are you coming from? This has nothing. This is nothing to do with that. I said, you know what? Why don't we just admit we're in there, tell the truth about what's going on? The biggest thing that pisses me off is that it's a bunch of lies. It's a pack of lies about what's going on over
there.
They
send out the most ridiculous, ridiculous stuff that how anybody buys that. I should have saved this email this woman sent me. Not that she agreed with it, but she sent it to me because it was sent to her. And it was sent to her by another morning show in this town.
Right.
And it had all of these little obscure facts about things that had gone on in Iraq, that they had built X number of this and that and whatever, whatever, and on and on. And the gist of it was, well, you don't know that this is going on because the media never tells you. And that was her answer as to why things are going well in Iraq. And I thought, you can build a building, but if you can't get power to the building, what good's the building?
You know, I talk to a lot of young guys coming home. And I tell you, a good 70% of them are like, we need to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, because they know.
Yeah.
They know. You're absolutely right. Patrick, thank you, man. You're great.
You bet. See ya.
All right. 303-713-7600. And, well, I'll throw out the GOP lifeline out there at the 303-713-7600. We'll set aside line number four. Anybody who supports this, I don't imagine, I mean, I don't know who's left. This is like, who are the last people standing here other than the people who are elected by the GOP? Who are they? And you know what? Chuck Hagel did that. He said the party has been hijacked by incompetency. He said that on Bill Maher's show. He's had enough. He's not running again. What does that tell you out there about the GOP? People who are conservative are not bad people. They have good ideas. But some of them just do not live in reality. 52 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we look like we're worry-free for the most part this morning. Have good conditions right now on I-25 if you're headed through the tech center, anywhere between C-470 and 6th Avenue. Looking very good. No delays just yet on 225. Just seeing things starting to bunch up a little bit southbound if you're headed through the tech center, Yosemite toward I-25. And, of course, we still have that semi-wreck out in Morrison, U.S. 285, just near North Turkey Creek Road. So watch out for that. Weather outlook today, it's going to be mostly sunny, warmer, and a little windy. High of 82, looks like fair conditions in 52 tonight, and even warmer tomorrow with a high temperature of 86. Right now, under fair skies, it's 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Celebrate National Family Day this Monday the 24th with a quick, easy family dinner from your neighborhood King Soopers.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
We're at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
And one and two and one and... Cindy? What are you doing with your hands?
Practicing my ballet positions, Miss Fields.
Cindy, what are you holding in your hands?
Oh, just a cracker and my Jif to go.
Jif peanut butter?
Yeah, these individual cups of Jif make it easy to dip anything I want anywhere I go.
So Jif now goes with everywhere?
Exactly, Miss Fields.
Well then, Cindy, hold that Jif to go and pirouette. Dip and pirouette. Dip.
53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, let me just quickly deliver a personal thank you to David Sirota, who sent me a copy of this, and we were talking about it a little while ago, and I want to mention this. Congress could sever Iraq funding, Salazar says. That's in the Denver Post this morning, and this is from David Sirota. Jay and John, I was listening to your show this morning. The stuff about Iraq is great. If you haven't already, you should praise Salazar and Reed. They seem to be really coming around. See the two stories below. Things could be happening here, folks, and maybe we should perhaps have Mr. Sirota on the program at some point to run his opinion by about this stuff. John? John's laughing. Call David right now. No, we should get them on. We should have them talk about it. Hey, Rocky's Auto's got the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Thanks so much to Rocky's, not only for treating the people who go out there, who listen to this show and this radio station really, really well, but being big-time supporters, not only myself, but also the radio station. They just have done a lot. And I do water carry for my friends. I admit that. I mean, I do support my friends. I do support Congressman Perlmutter and Congressman Udall, and I do support Rockies, not only with my money, because Mary and I have bought there, but also with the fact that I'm closely tied to them, and I'm very, very proud of it. They have their matching down incentive. They've got numerous ways to finance. And not only that, they've got some of the best people in the world because they're my closest friends. And I'm talking about Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Colby Harrison, all the gang out at Rockies. You can check out the inventory on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see what they've got yourself. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you got plenty of time to get out there. They're open until 9 tonight. Save money. Check out the selection. If you're thinking about a 4x4 or an all-wheel drive vehicle for the wintertime, now's the time to get out to Rockies and save. And the list of what they have is just endless. So meet me at Rockies. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Go out there and ask for Izzy and demand that he change his name to Isabel.
Computer problems, PC Answers. Network problems, PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business, PC Answers. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have technology needs, call us. Fast, friendly service, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or referrallist.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Like being behind the wheel of a Pontiac? Then make sure a Pontiac specialist is under the hood. Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your Pontiac Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Experience the magic of the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets at DenverNutcracker.com and receive $5 off each ticket. Presented by the Salvation Army.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I don't like this play because I like drum solos. Sunday, high today, 82, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we're talking about Iraq, and we're talking about the fact that most people in this country are just not swayed by anything that Petraeus has to say. And now, as a matter of fact, some people are starting to drift the other direction. Here's George in Denver. George, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, how you doing?
Hey, George, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I've seen a lot of polls. I know this is a very unpopular war, according to the polls. But if it's such an unpopular war and it's the number one issue in this country, how come Ron Paul and Daniel Kucinich ain't atop their respective parties' nomination at this point?
Well, because you've got two things going on there. Number one, neither one of them has... Well, Ron Paul's in a different situation. In Kucinich's situation, he doesn't have the money nor the campaign organization that the others have. That's one. And number two, Ron Paul is a thorn in the side of the GOP establishment. So basically, all they're going to do with him is they're just going to marginalize him, and that's one of the reasons why. We've been trying to book him on this show for a long, long time, and while I don't agree with him on everything, I've talked to him before, and I personally find him to be a very, very stand-up guy. Hey, thanks, man. I got to go get some news, and I appreciate the call, George.
You bet.
All right. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around. More coming up.
I stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprint HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprint's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprin HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprin HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. One of America's most recognizable defendants will be back in court in 2 hours. Defense lawyer Scott Holper says O.J. Simpson is all right. For a man facing hard time for an alleged hotel room break-in.
He's in good spirits. He's as well as he could be doing for an individual who's sitting in a jail cell when they shouldn't be.
CBS's Steve Futterman in Las Vegas tells us prosecutors have thrown the book at Simpson, adding 5 new charges, including a pair of kidnapping counts.
These 2 new charges, which accuse O.J. Simpson of first-degree kidnapping with the use of a gun, are by far the most serious of any of the charges. Under Nevada law, it carries a possible life sentence. The minimum sentence for first-degree kidnapping is 15 years in prison.
Judging by reaction in the financial markets, the Federal Reserve Board hit a home run when it cut 2 key short-term interest rates by a half point. Bankrate.com financial analyst Greg McBride says making it less painful to borrow money is good for business, but it's no cure-all for the housing slump.
The 2 biggest things in the housing market right now are the affordability of homes and the number of unsold homes. And it's just going to take a period of months to work through that. Interest rate cuts by the Fed don't change that timetable.
Just in, the government reports that August home building hit a 12-year low. Lead paint in toys. The problem may be worse than suspected. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. How much worse, Vicki?
Frank, it turns out some of that paint on Mattel toys was 180 times over the legal limit. And one Chinese exporter supplied jewelry that was almost 100% lead. Pediatrician John Rosen says if your kid spent more than a month playing with one of these items...
I would suggest that that individual child, particularly children under 6 years of age, have a blood lead test.
6 months' contact with these levels of lead, Rosen says, could cause severe lead poisoning. More revelations may come in 2 days of House committee hearings, where toy makers and the head of the Consumer Product Safety Commission will testify.
President Bush visits the nation's Intelligence Nerve Center about 90 minutes from now. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, why the visit?
Well, Frank, the mirrored glass National Security Agency headquarters near Washington will be the backdrop for the president's renewed push for wider surveillance powers. Mr. Bush will use remarks at the NSA to urge Congress to expand warrantless eavesdropping on suspected terrorists. The monitoring covers phone calls and emails between terror suspects and Americans. Critics say the plan would allow just too much snooping without a warrant. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Iraq, the American security company involved in a firefight that killed 11 civilians has been suspended, and that's forced the U.S. embassy to stop land travel by diplomats.
It's a time for us to sort of sit back, look at our security procedures, and see how we want to move forward.
Howell, Michigan, 2 boys, 11 and 9 years of age, are accused of sodomizing a 7-year-old on a school bus. A woman who lives in town blames the parents.
They really look at their parents and see what their parents are doing at home.
Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 10 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm a Han workstation, and I'm pretty flexible. Not as in, hey, I've got my leg behind my ear, as in adaptable. Want a spot for a conference call? Gather round. Want to mix me in with your old furniture? I'm a team player. Want to eat fast food on my vast working surface? No, I've got to draw the line of trans fats. But other than that, I'm here for you.
Yep, it's that flexible. Han has a full line of office furniture that's modular and multi-purpose. Learn more at GetHan.com. GetHON.com. Han. Smart now, smarter later.
You know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Worklife Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to MyWorkLifeRewards.com for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An anti-abortion minister vows he'll go to court if Denver tries to keep abortion protesters from confronting delegates to the Democratic National Convention next summer. Patrick Mahoney of the Christian Defense Coalition says he plans to have 2,000 protesters out there.
We are coming in mass here in August.
Mahoney says his group also plans to protest in St. Paul, Minnesota, site of the Republican convention, especially if the GOP nominates Rudy Giuliani, who supports abortion rights. Mahoney says his group was barred from protesting at both national conventions in 2004. He says he plans to fight any attempts to ban the group from confronting delegates next year, citing his rights to free speech. And about 500 people attended a forum in Greeley at which crimes by illegal immigrants in Weld County were detailed. Weld County's district attorney Ken Buck organized the event, saying he wants to show why a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement office is needed in Weld County. Office should be in Greeley by the end of the year. Now, Latinos Unidos and the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition say that while they sympathize with crime victims, society must not blame an entire community for the acts of a few. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like we've got a crash now involving a motorcycle versus a truck. Going to be a bad news for you on eastbound I-70 just before Vasquez. That's where we're seeing traffic starting to come to a halt there. So watch out for major delays. This is going to get even worse behind this. Again, that's eastbound I-7 just before Vasquez. Have one off the highway at Alameda and Havana, and still dealing with that car versus train crash if you're anywhere out in Henderson, Potomac at Highway 2. Weather outlook today looks like it's going to be mostly sunny. Definitely a warmer day with a high of 82. Right now, under fair skies, it's 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Planning your next journey into the brave new world of business? With an innovative curriculum they call the Daniels Compass, Daniels College of Business at DU will help you chart your course for an incredible future. Visit danielscompass.com for more information on their graduate programs.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Can't even finish my breakfast on this show. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 82. David Sirota, longtime friend of the show, brilliant author of Hostile Takeover, has a brand new book coming out, which he's working on. But I wanted to get him on here briefly because he's ensconced in his writing bunker. And what are you doing writing and having the show on at the same time?
I have the show on when I wake up in the morning.
That doesn't put you back to sleep?
Not usually.
Like, Jay is so misguided. And you can check out David Sirota's writing, too, at davidsirota.com. But I'd buy that book, Hostile Takeover. I'd memorize it and then pass it to 35 of your friends. When's your new book coming out, by the way?
Spring of 08.
Okay. Well, let's get down to this, because I know you're busy working on it. And only one caller so far this morning has brought this up about this apparent movement by Ken Salazar. And this is a big thing.
It's huge. It's huge. He's he told the Denver Post that he now wants to consider having Congress use its power of the purse to bring the war to an end. And he basically said that when he went to Iraq, he heard from soldiers who said that they want him and Congress to use again its power of the purse, its funding power, to end the war. And so this represents a big step for Salazar, who's basically been saying, you know, the only way to end the war is to pass something through Congress that sort of changes the mission, which is a good idea, but he's sort of breaking a threshold here to go up against the Republicans and say, you know, your whole nonsense about, you know, if Congress uses its power over the purse, it's quote-unquote cutting off funding for the troops, you know, it's nonsense. And in fact, that's that, you know, what he's saying is I've heard from even from the troops to say that they want us to use what power we have to end this war.
You think I'm wrong about this idea that if the Democrats just said, okay, we're not considering any funding bill, we're not going to do anything about anything, that the American people would be mad?
You know, it would be definitely a media debate. I mean, they'd have to set the terms of the debate. I think what they should do, and everyone's got their own opinion about what they should do, I think one of the things they should do is say, okay, you want funding, you don't want, you know, Mr. President, so here's a funding bill, and what this says in this bill is that this is the last funding bill that's coming, that there's no more funding after this. So we will give you the money that you want for a set period of time, you know, hopefully not too long, and say that's it, that's the end. So that there's no, we're not cutting off funding for the troops. We're giving you money, and you should know that this is the last check that's being cut, and you should spend that money appropriately with that information in mind. I think that's very responsible. I think most Americans would probably say that's pretty, you know, that's pretty legit. That's how I would, you know, that's how you do things in your own family, like with your kids, for instance. You know, here you got, you know, here's an allowance. Go and spend it on what you want, but that's it. That's it.
Yeah, I find that to be really reasonable. But the thing I don't understand is why people do not pile on top of the Republicans.
Right. Well, I think people are piling on top of the Republicans in a lot of different places. You know, I think, you know, people like Norm Coleman in Minnesota and John Sununu in New Hampshire. You know, a lot of these Republicans who are up for re-election are really feeling the heat, and I think that's a smart thing. You're trying to get them to decide between President Bush, sticking with President Bush, and sticking with their constituents who want an end to the war. You know, I think it needs to be, I mean, look, here's the thing. There are people who live in places where there aren't Republicans, but there are Democrats who could be stronger. I think we want everybody in their own communities to be communicating with all of their members of Congress. So you know, I think I heard you this morning. You're totally right. I mean, Wayne Allard is a much, much, much bigger problem than any of the Democrats.
And he literally, I unless I bring it up, very few callers ever call. I get very few emails from anybody who ever says, oh, yeah, I've been on, you know, there are a few out there, but I've been on Wayne Allard's case since day one. And, you know, Allard doesn't have to answer up. Musgrave needs to answer up. Lamborn, yep, who's going to have challengers, needs to answer up. Tancredo, for God's sakes, needs to answer up. And you know what? I'll go even farther. Bob Schieffer, who's probably going to run against Udall, he needs to let us know right now where he stands.
I absolutely agree. I mean, those people are the real problem. Those people are the ones we have a lot of work to do. I mean, I think the issue here is that somebody like Lamborn, as an example, I think we have much less leverage over him because that district is just so Republican. And that's not to say that all Republicans support the war. It's just to say that, you know, polls show that Republican demographics tend to be more supportive of the war. But I think somebody like Musgrave is a great example. You know, that congressional seat is a winnable seat for Democrats. So we do have some leverage to really go after her. So I think, and here's the other thing I learned when I worked for Ned Lamont out in Connecticut. You know, you don't really have to go after all of the wavering people. You have to make an example out of one of them. If you really make an example out of one of them and really put the pressure on one of them, that has the tendency to pull a lot of them over to where you are. So when I worked for Ned, you know, the fact that he defeated Joe Lieberman wasn't just about the Connecticut Senate race. It scared the heck out of all the other Democratic senators who were saying at the time, let's not talk about Iraq. They suddenly saw that primary challenge and said, I don't want that to happen to me. And so I think, you know, within the context of Colorado, if we start putting, you know, if we start really making somebody like Marilyn Musgrave uncomfortable because she's running for re-election, I think that sends shockwaves to all the other Republicans in Colorado and honestly to a lot of other House members throughout the country.
Yeah, you've got a primary shaping up up there with three candidates who are going to try to run for the Democratic nomination. One of them, of course, is not worth a damn, Idenis. He's a phony, but the other two, one of them is Angie Piccioni, and I can't remember who the other one is, who are running there. But, I don't understand why we just don't say to Marilyn Musgrave, and we just don't say to her right now, here's the deal. You continue to support the war, whoever the nominee is up there. You think we came close last time?
Yeah, that's
this
right.
This time we're going to push you out.
That's right.
And anybody else. And we should make that apparent to Bob Schieffer. We should make that apparent to even Tom Tancredo. What's going on in that district? You know, what is happening there? I mean, why are his constituents allowing him to escape this debate?
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that, you know, I think that the story in the Denver Post about Ken Salazar, you know, I think that shows that when the pressure on the Congress as an institution, as that's what's happening here. There is just a loud pressure on the entire Congress to do something about Iraq, and I think that when you get movement from somebody like Ken Salazar, as we see in the Denver Post, we should applaud him. We should thank him for coming to the position or closer to the position than many of us, that the majority of the public is at. And I think that, you know, I think that shows why we have to keep the pressure up, because these people will change. These people are, by definition, politicians. And, you know, I think that, you know, some people say, well, why, you know, they get disappointed or depressed, we shouldn't engage. You know, look, we have a story in the Denver Post that shows why we should engage. We see movement from our United States senator. That should make us feel like we're doing something.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're exactly right. Let me ask you this one last question, David, because I don't know the answer to it. If the polls keep coming back the same, and the latest one we have to look at is the USA Today Gallup poll, in which the public was not swayed by anything that General Petraeus had to say, and most Americans think that Bush is doing a bad job, and that's according to the Harris Interactive poll. What is the Republican Party holding on to? What are they doing?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Jay, and I'm going to be writing a column about this next week. You know, you have to remember that when you think about the Senate, okay, it takes 40 votes to stop anything. And here's the thing. If you actually count up how you take the 20 smallest states in the country, do you realize it takes that 9% of the population is represented by those 40 votes in the Senate? And so the point being is that the Senate, in particular, is set up to make sure that a very, very small percentage of the country can thwart the will of the vast majority of the country. So I'll put it in more concrete terms here. The Republican senators, and I haven't done the math specifically on the Republicans, but the point is that the Republicans in the Senate in particular, to get 40 votes to stop everything, they only have to think about, in many cases, a much smaller segment of the population than the broader population. And so that's, I think, one of the things that's a problem with what's going on, is that you literally have a system that is rigged to overrepresent a very small segment of the population as a way to stop something. Right? I mean, it's different if you could have a small segment of the population to pass something. But right now, mathematically, a small segment of the population can still very much stop something. And I think that's, you know, that's something that we all have to think about.
Yeah, and it's a factor of American life, because so much in this country revolves around that idea of a small segment, catering to a small segment, instead of the old way of thinking, which was catering to a large segment.
That's right. And the math, and what's incredible is that that actual system is embedded in the Congress. I mean, it literally is embedded in the Congress, that you've got these, you know, you've probably gotten, again, I haven't done the math only on the Republicans, but I'm guessing, you know, you've probably got 35 senators in there from who are Republicans who really mathematically represent, you know, 5% of the population. Just that there's you know, they come, you know, so a lot of the rural states, you get two, you know, Wyoming gets two senators, even though it's got 500,000 people. So in other words, you've got a block of senators in there, embedded in there, who can provide almost the majority to stop something, who represent a tiny segment of the population.
Well, I still maintain the only way to get this stopped is we have to pile on top of the GOP.
I absolutely agree, and I want to say the other thing is that there are a number of wavering Republican senators, and again, the key here is the major reason to try to keep Democrats in line is to make sure that they don't offer up something that allows those wavering Republicans to get out of helping us end the war. That's the key here. That's if we narrowly focus on the Democrats, just say to them, stand strong, keep pushing hard, do not give the Republicans an out, because that's, you know, John Sununu running for re-election, he wants a bill that doesn't do anything so that he can go home and say, look, I join with Democrats to end the war. That's what he wants. We can't give that to him. And then, but the real battle, you're right, is to continue putting the pressure on the Republicans.
We just can't let them escape. They're enablers.
That's right. That's the key. You cannot let them escape. So, and that's, again, not to sound like a parrot here, but the thing is that the major thing we just have to keep in our mind with Democrats is to say to them, don't let the Republicans escape. We'll keep going after the Republicans, but you, the Democrats in Congress, don't give the Republicans a vehicle to escape.
All right, David, as always, thanks for being on call last minute. You're invaluable, and we urge everybody to read Hostile Takeover and can't wait for your next book. And also your column, too, which you've replaced the late Molly Ivins, and that's going to be running across the country, too, right?
Yeah, it's slated to run weekly in the Denver Post. On Fridays.
And we'll be reading it every Friday.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
You're the best, David. Thank you, man.
Okay, take care.
All right. Smartest guy I know, David Sirota. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Look for him in the Denver Post. All right, you want to talk about any of this? 303-713-7600. I'm not one to sit on here and do straight politics, but when it comes to the subject of Iraq, I just can't help but not talk about it at least every day. Because I refuse to let it die, and I refuse to let the idea die that we're going to let Wayne Allard, Marilyn Musgrave, or any other member of the GOP escape without telling us exactly where they stand on this and letting them know that we do not stand with them. And the majority of the country doesn't either. Do you realize that? Despite what all of these folks say on, like, the right-wing, you know, crazy, over-the-top, irrational talk.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
So I'm driving through town in my Chevy, and I see this restaurant is bragging about its world's best burgers. I wonder if they knew another restaurant down the street had the exact same sign. That got me thinking about all the claims people make about being the best. I guess with burgers, it's no big deal. Mess up a burger, you get indigestion. Mess up the maintenance on a Chevy truck, and someone's walking. So when I need work done, I go back to my Chevy dealer, to the experts in the Goodrich service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
In my opinion, they're the best in the world. Just last week, I asked for an oil change, four-tire rotation, and a Goodrich multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Chevy, it's Goodrich and go. And as for that hamburger joint, don't believe them, because I make the best burgers in town.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Chevy Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
People to kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's us.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, I'm on Friday for your chance to win tickets to see the Broncos take on Jacksonville. Log on to am760.net if you want more info. Boy, I hope you win those tickets because those are fabulous, fabulous games. If you're looking at winning the driving game this winter, and last winter you had a struggle and you said to yourself, I'm not going to go through this again. Maybe you're thinking about an SUV. Maybe you're thinking about an all-wheel drive vehicle. Maybe you're thinking about a gas zipper. Maybe you're thinking about all three. Then the place you ought to think about is Rockies Autos. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Mary and I got a small four-wheel drive vehicle. Got it two years ago, I guess. And it turned out to be one of the best cars we have ever bought. And we got it at Rockies Autos. Now, you can go see their entire selection on the Internet. It's at rockiesautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan or get out there and talk to them in person. They have their matching down incentive going on, and they've also got numerous ways to finance and good people to work with, too, like Tom and Marv Alshear and Colby Harris and Spanky Herrera. And you can get out there and tell Ziggy that he needs to change his name to Isabel. Deliver that message to him personally. He'll love to hear from you. Julia, they're all good people out there at Rockies. They're open tonight until 9. That's because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rockies Autos. Check them out. Corner 63rd and Federal.
An energy study is being conducted on residential homes. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills. To be a part of this study, call Thermal Advantage at 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Like being behind the wheel of a Pontiac? Then make sure a Pontiac specialist is under the hood. Right now it's time for Goodwrench and Go, only at your Pontiac Goodwrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Good morning, AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny high today, 82. A lot of stuff going on in the news. But I have to admit that I'm mesmerized by talking about the one thing that, I don't know, maybe it's not something we can talk about because I don't think there's anybody left out there who disagrees with me, and that is the whole situation about Iraq. David Sirota was right, and we thank him for coming on. I mean, big statement this morning in the Denver Post by Senator Ken Salazar. And we are in the mainstream here, and I just do not understand for the life of me why it is that they're – who's holding on to what out there in regards to this? 303-713-7600, the public opinion polls released yesterday, and the big one was the USA Today Gallup poll. Nobody – I mean nobody – was influenced by Petraeus. The nation as a whole just rejected it. And yet here we are. We're still there. People don't want it, but we're still there. Let's go to Al in Boulder. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
My question sort of echoes your last caller, who said, "If the war is so bad, why aren't the leading candidates in both parties?" You say, in other words, why aren't there, isn't there more political activity? But what I'm wondering, if the war is so bad and the public is so skeptical. Why aren't there more demonstrations like there were against Vietnam back, you know, back in 69?
Because most of those demonstrations against Vietnam were led by college kids, and now, in 2007, you've got other ways to get involved and to show your feelings. One of the big ones is the internet. And the other thing is that for adults, life is extremely more complicated in 2007 than it was in 1968. And times have changed. And so people are still registering their feelings, but they're registering it in different ways. And one of the big ways they're registering it is through the internet. And that's why you've got all of these blogs and you've got all of these email campaigns going on. People are showing it that way. And I think it's also a big indicator of where people's heads are at, that you've got the Dems, basically, nationwide, are raising more funds and raising more money than the GOP.
But before the internet existed, they still had telephones. They can just call up.
Well, yeah, but we're not living in the age of before the internet existed. We're living in the age now of the internet existing.
I just don't think the issue is quite as important as people say it is.
Okay, I mean your take.
I mean, Vietnam was less important than this war. Vietnam, they knew.
No, the difference between Vietnam and Iraq is you had one thing in Vietnam you don't have here.
What? Draft?
Draft. If you had the draft, and I think they ought to return to it, if you had the draft, you'd see a far different response. But right now, you don't have the draft. You also have different media conditions now than you had then.
But the Vietnam War was less important because the communists took over and that was it. It was a cut-and-dried war.
No,
this war could spread.
No, that war could have spread too. But the thing is that domino theory doesn't always pay off as we saw. But the point I'm saying to you is, you asked me the question about why no mass protests. I just gave you what I think are the answers. I think the war is important, but I don't think that we have the same conditions that we had in 1968. But I'll tell you this much: the war has dragged this entire presidency and that political party down the tubes. So somebody must be upset about it.
Well, sure, but I'm just saying, you know, if it was so much of a concern, so much of a threat, which it is a threat. I happen to agree with you that the war is a threat because the Middle East is the worst place in the world. It could spread. I mean, in the Middle East, you could have a domino effect. You know, because authoritarian.
Yeah. No, that's what they used to say about Vietnam too.
Yeah, but this is different. These are states that are very unstable.
Yeah. And you mean the ones in Southeast Asia weren't?
They're not like the Middle East. You can't compare the states in the.
Oh, really?
No.
How many governments did the South Vietnamese have?
They had plenty, but
how come they had so many if it was so stable? What about Cambodia? How many turnovers did they have there? My point to you is that it's not a question here of which war is more important. It's a question of the fact that you're comparing 1968 to 2007, and in 1968, okay, we didn't have the conditions in the country that we've got now in 2007. We are minus a draft. We have different media conditions now, and life is very, very complicated. But don't mistake the fact that there are not people out there who are active. Don't mistake the fact that there are not people out there who are letting their feelings be heard every single day, because they are. They are. And you don't get movement by somebody like Ken Salazar unless he's getting pressure. And he's getting pressure because people are taking 5 and 10 minutes to send him email and to call his office and tell them that they don't like the war and they want it stopped. So there's proof right there, as David Sirota says, that this stuff does work. It's just a different way. How old are you, can I ask?
Yeah, 51.
Well, okay, you're 51.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 55, and we remember 1968, we remember 1967, but one of the hardest things for us old guys is to get used to and understand is this is 2007, and kids that are younger, kids that are 18, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 25, they're in a whole different area than where you and I were at. Well, they're a whole different place, man. They're into technology, and technology aids them in getting their feelings across. They don't have to go to the street.
I agree with most of what you say. I mean, everything is much more complicated now. You have segmentation of the media, you know, and communications and all that. But I'm just saying, it must not be very important.
Well, so you're going to go back. All right. Well, then
fine. It's such a dangerous war.
All right. Well, then you and I disagree. Okay, thanks. You know, sit there in your house and figure it's not important. 7:33, even though I explained to you that it is. 7:34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. OJ, resign the radio station. You're so rude. Yeah, well, I only wish. Here's Gina with traffic.
All right, we got several new issues. Watch out for a multi-vehicle crash we've had down westbound I-70. This is just east of Quebec, so we've got actually several issues on I-70. One is on the opposite end, but it's also the westbound lanes. Disabled vehicle in Wheat Ridge right near Highway 58, so traffic is really dragging through there. Of course, we have the crash on the eastbound side that has traffic bogged down between Federal and Colorado. That was the motorcycle crash. So a number of problems there for I-70. Dealing with that rollover wreck as well, it's on Alameda. West of Federal, that's right near Morrison Road. Weather outlook today, it's going to be sunny, warm, and windy. High of 82. Tonight, breezy, cool, and a low of 52. And right now, mostly sunny, 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Or an accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This important reminder is sponsored by Affordable Benefits Administrators at 10184 West Bellevue in Littleton, serving the community with quality and integrity for many years. So go with a name you can trust and call Affordable Benefits Administrators at 800-350-0148.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new Deuce procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. I got to say hello to Scott Henderson. Scott, hope your mom's doing well, and also I owe you lunch. But, you know, if I bring up the word lawyer, a lot of people would get a sour taste in their mouth, and they think, oh, my God, and here we go. And you get all these stories of so-and-so suing so-and-so, and look, and that's, you know, and tort reform. And you know what they do? What they do is they use all of this to exaggerate the case that people like you and I and everyone else, that we have a right to take our grievances and we have a right to take them to court. And if you're going to do that, particularly if it's around something with your insurance company or a big corporation, you've been injured, then what you got to do is you got to go with the best. And the best are Scott Henderson and Mike Turner, because they're progressives, they're trial lawyers, they have years of personal injury experience, and they have got a great track record of taking on the big boys and beating them at their own game. So if I could recommend anything to you, I would recommend Scott Henderson and Mike Turner. Get in touch with them at the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across three lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that good rent service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, four tire rotation, and good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, because they know what my GMC was like on day one.
Like I said, professionals. The world could use more.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We need to move forward with those withdrawals, but we also need to move forward with the mission change so that our troops are moved from the position where they are in combat and policing the civil war over to where they're helping with training and equipping and support and counterinsurgency here in Iraq.
That's Ken Salazar after his trip to Iraq. And I'm plucking that story out of the Denver Post, and I'm talking about Iraq this morning and the public opinion polls that were released earlier this week, rather than getting into the O.J. Simpson situation, which and reigniting the whole debate, which I got a gazillion hate mails yesterday about the taser situation. Yeah, you're right. I'm blindly loyal to the cops. I still stick with them. You know what I hate? Just a side note. Does anybody ever run into this? You see something that you want to bid on. This is not eBay, okay, that I'm talking about here, but you see something you want to bid on. But the problem is it's in pounds sterling. How the hell am I supposed to know what that is? In American money. How are you supposed to figure that out? I give up. Is anybody out there working the currency conversion business? All right, let's jump to the phones here. And we go to Duane in Weld County. Duane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. One of the things, I think you kind of hit it with the public demeanor or thoughts, what's going on with them, that it's a complicated world. But I think you kind of have to fill it out a little bit. When you look at all the information and the information channels that we have available now as compared in 1970, we've got, what, 200-300 channels on TV?
Yeah, you also have the ability now in 2007, which you didn't have in 1968, 69, and 70, to totally and completely hide from the news.
Oh, absolutely. You have to go out and look for it.
There are radio stations with music formats which carry no news or information outside of morning drive. If you use satellite radio, you can just go to a channel that carries no news, and there's no requirement, where there used to be in this country a requirement, that you had to have 5 minutes of news every hour. So you can hide out from what's going on and never have a clue. And I guarantee you there are people walking around out there where Al is saying, well, it's not important. No, what I was trying to explain to him was that life is very, very different now than it was in 1968. You've got people, you can run into people out there who can't tell you who their congressperson is, who their senator is, or they may not even know who the vice president of the United States is. Because you know what? Their heads are in Jack FM. That's true.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
I don't care about politics. They're all the same. Hey, I want to hear some REO Speedwagon. I mean, that's the kind of people you're dealing with.
Yeah, there is that, but I think that the environment itself feeds into that as well. I mean, you have to be, somebody has to enlighten, somebody has to wake them up, and that's your job. That's all of our jobs, actually, of being able to carry on that conversation. And the other thing, this is just an observation. Here's a kind of a new word. Our whole society has been, in a lot of ways, not all of it, but large portions of it, have been Pavlovitized. In other words, there's Pavlovian responses that have been built into the society by talking heads and whatnot. I mean, I can talk to some of my conservative friends and bring up Clinton and say, you know, Clinton didn't do all that badly. And, I mean, literally, there is a visceral response. They start turning red. They start vibrating.
Well, but don't you think we all have that, though? I mean, I have a visceral response to George W. Bush. I have a visceral response to Richard Nixon. I have a visceral response to Tom Tancredo. I have a visceral response to Lewis and Floorwax.
Yeah, but the thing of it is there's not even a listening. There's not even an opening for a conversation. You know, it's one thing to hold a position, and I hold a lot of positions as well, but I'm always ready to open up the discussion channels and say, okay, well, tell me, you know, why is George Bush the best president since sliced bread? And I'm at least open to opening it up. I have a very visceral response to the guy myself, but I'll open up conversation. I won't have a visceral response.
You're a better man in that area than I am.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that or not, but the thing of it is you just have to listen to what's going on, because, I mean, the only thing that's going to solve the situations that we're in is communication and being with other people. That's the end game for me, is being with other people. I mean, whether it's around an issue that you disagree upon or around an issue that you agree upon, it's being with the people and understanding, you know, where they're coming from, why they are the way they are, because for me, they're the most interesting things, and I don't like putting the word things onto people because they're much more than things. They are the most important and the most interesting aspects of my life. I mean, that's, you know, and so...
You're a good guy. No question about it. I wish I felt that way at times.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying it I guess I'm trying to say it so that other people can explore that point of view. Because that's the way I think, you know, that's the way I am.
Well, I wish we could find some way to have some kind of decent exchange without having to go to all of this craziness. But sometimes, man, you know, people just don't give you any choice. Dwayne, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jack.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Tim in Lakewood. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I had a couple comments going back to Salazar's... I guess, change in stance. And if you're going to try and cut off the funds, perhaps you could slant it differently in saying if we're going to continue this war, we ought to pay for it right now. Pay as you go, because what's more patriotic than paying for your wars right now rather than saddling your children with that bill, because that's what we've been doing. Because I think it's a loser to just say cut off funds. You just can't politically, I just don't think politically you can get away with that. But it'd be more powerful to turn it around and say, let's pay. And I think if it hits people's pocketbooks, it'll turn around real fast.
I think that pay-as-you-go idea is a good one. I mean, I think that's definitely, that question should be answered. And you know what? That's one of the questions that's never asked. It's never asked. Anytime you get into a debate with somebody who believes that we're doing the right thing in Iraq, anytime you get into those debates with people, what ends up happening is we always end up going around in a circle about, were we justified in going there? Were we not justified in going there? We have to fight them there because they're going to fight us at home, which you know is BS. But we get into all of that. But I think the question you just raised is a really good one. Why don't we raise our hands next time and say to these folks, okay, how do you intend to pay for what you've spent so far, and how do you intend to pay for what you want to spend in the future?
Yeah. And then another one, politically, the war on crime was very successful, saying we want to put more police on the streets, and it did bring down the crime rates in many districts and was a very big selling point, where they invested in the people that was necessary to fight this war on crime. And I'm just saying, do the same thing politically for the war on terror. That's my first one. The second one was regarding David's comments that a small percentage of people basically hold the votes in the Senate. It'd be very hard to turn those people around. The only suggestion I have for that is hit them in the pockets again. And some of these rural areas are very susceptible to the upcoming up and down of the tourism industry. So perhaps the only way to turn those people around is to boycott the areas that are holding the votes.
Yeah, those kind of things always bother me, because then you're going to take and hurt people who are, you know, I mean, what's their only crime? Their only crime is that either, you know, A, they don't agree with you, or B, they do agree with you but can't do anything about it, or C, they're apathetic and have no opinion.
Yeah, oh, it's tough, but what do you do?
I think you do. I think you continue to do what we should be doing, which is everybody should be leaning on his or her representative and senator, particularly those in the GOP.
Yeah.
I mean, you just keep leaning on them. And I think your idea about the next time somebody says to you, well, we need to be there and blah, 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 and on and on and on, and we can't leave, and you know, and all of that, I think your idea about, okay, well, good, but who's paying for this? How are we paying for it? Describe what your plan is to finance this and to continue to finance it. I think that's an excellent question to ask, too.
Good, and if we're fighting for oil, which we basically are, let's do it through the oil tax or the companies that are making all the money.
All right, Tim. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. 303-713-7600. And I don't, maybe I'm, you know, maybe the war isn't that important. Maybe Alan Boulder was right about what he said about it's not that important. And we don't see the protests. We don't see all of these things going on. But I maintain people are channeling their energies into other areas. And then life here in this country is far more complicated, and it's a lot harder than it used to be. And the media conditions are different now, too, in that, yes, we're all critical of the media, but also you know as well as I do, because all you got to do is just experience it for yourself. And I know you can do it because I've done it. Okay? There are radio stations. There are places to go. There are television. There's stuff out there. You can hide out from what's happening and never know what's going on. Have no clue. And you can escape it. 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, I-70 really messed up this morning. On the eastbound side, we've had that motorcycle versus truck wreck right before Vasquez. That has traffic bogging down just before Federal all the way to Colorado. On the westbound side, we've had a multi-vehicle crash just east of Quebec, so you're going to run into those delays between 225 and Vasquez. So not a good situation for I-70 this morning. I would recommend staying off of it and using your alternates if you can. Weather outlook today looks like it's going to be a beautiful one. Sunny, warmer, and windy with a high of 82. Right now, it's sunny and 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, a guy can get more. Why not get rid of that gray while you're at Fantastic Sam's?
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way. Beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Good Wrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Grill, Lefty's Colorado Trail, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
752, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Check this out. This is disturbing. It really is disturbing. Do you know we're the only nation on earth that throws its children away for life? We have 45 kids serving life without parole. Thousands more are serving hard time in adult prison. And this is right here in the state of Colorado. We have kids that are serving life sentences. Colorado has received international condemnation for its harsh sentences. Change is in the air with the Juvenile Clemency Board, and we've had the governor on to talk about that, the first in the nation. Not all juveniles, but a lot of them should be given a second chance. And so what I'm asking you here is that you support the Pendulum Foundation so that they can provide programs that will transform the lives of these young men and women, both inside and outside the system. Even Tough on Crime Texas has the innovative Giddings program that can work kids who commit serious crimes quickly through their system. Victims are among the biggest supporters of this unique Texas system, so we're not leaving the victims out here. Support Pendulum so that they can bring similar programs to Colorado. They seek the support of legislators. They seek the support of the governor to implement programs that would really change the behavior of these young men and women and help them become productive taxpaying citizens rather than continuing to cost you and I millions every single year. You got to ask yourself, do you believe in redemption or retribution? It's time to look at punishment, particularly surrounding kids, in a brand new way. So please, take time out, donate to the Pendulum Foundation. That's www.pendulumfoundation.com. Also contact Governor Ritter and your state legislators to tell them that second chances for juveniles, it's the right thing to do. It makes sense, both common sense and physical sense at the same time.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Open your wallet, now take out all your money, and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
Discover what a huge difference it makes to have investment, financial, and estate planning strategies that are all working together and on the same page. Join host John Russell for Wealth Preservation Strategies, your one-stop total solution provider, Saturday from 11 to noon on AM 760.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, what did I read about Led Zeppelin? Scramble on. Yes, scramble on for the tickets. Scramble on for the tickets. They are selling like crazy, and there is going to be some new Led Zeppelin that's going to be released. Live, rare, previously unreleased recordings by Zeppelin due out before the end of the year. Also, live, previously unreleased, rare recordings by Graham Parsons. Yeah. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 82 sunny skies. We're talking about Iraq. And we go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, John. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I have a couple of things that I wanted to bring up. One is that, while I don't think that bringing back the draft is a bad idea, I don't think it's the magic pill that everybody thinks it is either, that if we brought back the draft immediately, we would be out of the war. Because if you look at the Vietnam War, that war went on for 10 years with the draft, and the people who were most affected by it in the beginning were the people who couldn't get their deferments and those types of things. So it was the poor and the minorities and other people who
The only difference
the
would
same
be
people who are getting affected now.
Yeah, the only difference would be that then we had a history of a draft. Now we don't have a history of a draft, so people are not as easily conditioned to accept it, and we're basically running a backdoor draft in this country anyway. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. But I believe that if they put a draft in, they would put in all kinds of back doors to get out of it, is what I'm saying. So I don't think it would be the magic pill that a lot of people are looking at, though I'm not opposed to it either. Second thing I wanted to ask you, have you seen the documentary Why They Fight?
Yes, I have.
And
it's Why We Fight.
Right, Why We Fight. And in there, you know, the military-industrial complex, the thing that, I just watched it last night, and I think the thing that we don't talk enough about, the effect of think tanks on what we're having in this country.
That's very, very true, and they dominate, and the right-wing think tanks have the most money. Listen, man, I've got to run. I got to get the news. John, thank you.
Thanks,
I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Coming up next, what in the world went on at Greeley last night? Oh, it must have been a Klan meeting of some sort. I'm not sure.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center. Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman at the County Courthouse in Las Vegas. O.J. Simpson has a court date here in just 1 hour. The former football star, now officially charged with armed robbery and kidnapping, is set to be arraigned. The hearing will mostly be procedural. The charges will be read in open court. Simpson will be asked if he understands the charges. Simpson's Florida-based attorney, Yale Galanter, on Larry King Live last night sounded confident.
I have complete faith that the prosecution's case will fall apart.
During today's hearing, Simpson's attorneys will ask that their client, who's been living in a 7-by-14-foot cell, be released on bail. In court, Simpson's expected to be wearing both handcuffs and leg cuffs. I'm Steve Futterman at the County Courthouse in Las Vegas. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
Wall Street is adding to the gains it racked up yesterday after the Fed cut interest rates. The rally got some help from a report this morning showing the first drop in consumer prices in almost a year. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 84 points. NASDAQ is up 19. Lower interest rates should help the economy, but they won't cure the housing slump overnight. Home building hit a 12-year low in August.
Essentially, we're still seeing the adjustment in housing as builders work off their excess inventory and try to bring supply in line with demand.
Building industry spokesman Bernie Markstein. If you're not worried about the safety of food imported from China, you're in the minority. Pollster John Zogby says some people are so worried they've sworn off Chinese imports.
A significant number of people said that they had stopped buying either food or toys.
We know millions of toys made in China contain lead paint that could damage a child's developing brain. Now documents released by Congress show how much lead. 180 times the legal limit. Pediatrician James Rosen, who's treated thousands of lead poisoning cases, says that's outrageous.
The concentration of lead in these painted toys, as it has finally come out, is very, very high and is of great concern.
The House subcommittee opens 2 days of hearings on the danger at this hour. Another subcommittee is hearing about crime on the high seas. Victims advocate Ken Carver will tell lawmakers the FBI should have a stronger hand to investigate what goes on aboard cruise ships because the industry isn't doing enough.
They have taken the position that they want to voluntarily police themselves, and frankly, that's not happened.
Carver says most shipboard crimes are committed by crew members. A Medford, Oregon school teacher is suing for the right to bring her Glock 9mm to class. Attorney James Leuenberger says his client needs protection from an abusive ex-husband. He also teaches in Medford, and the school system's ban on guns won't do her any good, according to the attorney.
Gun-free zones only keep law-abiding people from bringing guns into the gun-free zone. They just really don't stop criminals.
This is CBS News.
If I eat something spicy, I'll go to bed at 9. Because I know heartburn's going to hit me in the middle of the night. After a while, friends just stop calling.
Heartburn isn't funny. That's why Zantac is serious. Just one pill relieves your toughest heartburn all day or all night. So the suffering stops and life starts. Heartburn? Attack it. Zantac. Use as directed.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox-certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb says he signed on to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign because he thinks that she, more than any other Democratic hopeful, has the experience to lead the country. Clinton's campaign says Webb will serve as one of several national co-chairs advising the senator's campaign. The Christian Defense Coalition has begun laying the groundwork for a massive protest at Denver's Democratic National Convention next summer. The Reverend Patrick Mahoney speaking in front of the Pepsi Center.
To the Democratic Party and the city of Denver, do not crush the First Amendment next summer here in your wonderful city.
Mahoney, along with other pro-life groups, is promising federal lawsuits against the city and the DNC if protesters are moved too far away from the Pepsi Center during next August convention. And a man who suffers from a multiple drug-resistant form of tuberculosis is back in Arizona today after being treated here in Colorado. National Jewish Medical Center in Denver released Robert Daniels yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Donald. We're struggling if you're on the northbound side of I-25 now through the tech center. We're seeing those delays back to County Line Road all the way to Orchard. Now, it appears to just be slow-moving traffic. We don't have any reports of wrecks there. Still tied up eastbound I-70 Sheridan to Colorado from an earlier crash, and westbound I-70 has stop-and-go conditions from 225 to Vasquez, also due to a crash. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny, warmer, and windy day with a high of 82. Looks like tonight we'll have breezy and cool conditions, and right now sunny and 51. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry today and tour 12 models with homes from the 500s, located south of Wildcat Reserve and Broadway in Highlands Ranch, or at backcountryco.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
I am a worker. I am not criminal.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today, 82. And don't forget, we're going to give away CU tickets tomorrow and Broncos tickets on Friday. Listen during the 7:30 hour on Thursday, and you can win tickets to the CU versus Miami of Ohio, and listen at 7:30 on Friday morning for your chance to win tickets to the Broncos versus Jacksonville. Log on to am760.net for more information. And, yes, that even includes you, Jeff. You can win as well. Okay. So far, it's been a pretty pleasant morning. But I got a feeling maybe that that's going to change. I saw the story this morning. Have you ever seen something you just don't want to go near it? You're just so disgusted you don't want to talk about it? That's one of these topics. And I can't believe that no one has said anything about this. This was the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Meeting on crime, illegals draws 600, a standing room only crowd of about 600 packed an auditorium at Island Grove Park to hear about crimes committed by illegal immigrants as part of an effort to establish a local immigration and customs enforcement office. The meeting titled Illegal Immigration, The Untold Stories, and organized by Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck, had drawn criticism from Hispanic leaders as being one-sided because it highlighted crimes committed by only by Hispanics, but only one protester stood outside the 4-H building where the event took place. Few Hispanics attended the event. Yeah, do you blame them? About an hour into the meeting, Assistant U.S. Attorney Cliff Strickland, who was invited to speak, addressed the crowd. And listen to what this guy says, the Assistant U.S. Attorney. I'm so glad to see so many cowboy hats, boots, and American flags, he said to thunderous applause. I'm just happy to see all these rednecks. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the American flags. I've said this before, that the American flags belong to everybody, not just these folks. But, I mean, what the hell is that? This guy's the assistant district attorney? Man, I am glad. Assistant U.S. attorney, Cliff Strickland, by the way. Unbelievable. Following a presentation by the Weld County Sheriff's Color Guard and a Pledge of Allegiance, the meeting began with a slideshow accompanied by an ominous soundtrack detailing crimes committed by illegal immigrants. The slides listed the crimes committed by Hispanic men whose pictures appeared in the upper left-hand corner of the screen, all of them with prior convictions to illustrate the point that they had fallen through the law enforcement net. There is a contrast between what's happening in the courtroom and on the streets and what's happening with the policymakers in Washington, D.C., Buck said. There's a rift, and we need to fill that rift with information. We need more resources to deport dangerous criminals. Now, can you imagine this? Here's a meeting in Greeley to talk about illegal immigrants and crime as if that's what illegal immigrants engage in, is crime? So should we have another meeting in Greeley to highlight all the illegal immigrants who don't commit crime? Why don't we have a meeting somewhere to highlight the amount of African-Americans involved in crime? Or how about Italians involved in crime? Or how about Caucasians, God forbid, involved in crime? I've said this so many times on the air that, you know, I'm sick of saying it. Any group of people that you look at, I don't care what their ethnicity is, I don't care what their nationality is, I don't care where they're from, I don't care who they are, there is going to be good and bad people in that group. That includes people who are professionals. There are bad doctors, there are bad lawyers, there are bad police officers, there are bad firemen, there are bad paramedics, there are bad bankers, there are bad anything you can bring up. There are bad black people, there are bad white people, there are bad Italians, Polish, Irish, German. I mean, what the hell? So we have a meeting in this town in Greeley? And you have the and the assistant U.S. attorney, Cliff Strickland. Oh, I'm so glad to see so many people in cowboy hats, American flags, and boots. What? So they're real Americans, and I guess the rest of us don't dress that way. We're not. And on top of that, you're having a meeting about what are the figures of what are the illegal crime figures of Hispanics, of illegal aliens in the country? What are the crime figures? Well, you know what? If you go to the internet and you look for this, I'll tell you what you're going to find. You're going to find a bunch of stories, but you know what? They all come from right-wing web blogs. So what are these people in Greeley saying? Are they saying that all illegal immigrants? Oh, and by the way, Hispanics are the only illegal immigrants in this country. There aren't illegals from Canada. There's not illegals from Eastern Europe. There's not illegals from other parts of the world. They're only Hispanics. And they're the only ones committing crimes, too, by the way. See, I find this stuff downright depressing. This is the kind of stories. These kind of stories, they make me not want to come to work. I don't know how people in Greeley can hold their heads up. I don't know why this story is not a national story. I don't know why these folks are not ashamed. I don't know why they're not ashamed. Detective Mike Prill of the Greeley Police Department was scheduled to detail crimes committed by gang members who enter the country illegally and discuss the effect of illegal immigration has on gangs in Greeley. But he noted that of the 513 known gang members in Weld County, none is an illegal immigrant. Oops. So, when are we having a meeting in Greeley about crimes by white people? Oh, I'm sorry, we're not having that. Okay, how about crimes by African Americans? Oh, sorry, we're not having that either. Crimes by Asians? Oh, no, we're not having that either. Oh, I know what you'll use, though, as an excuse if you're up there in Greeley. I know the excuse you'll use. But, Jay, we're talking about illegal immigrants. They're here illegally. So that justifies taking a whole segment of society and holding a meeting about them and them only and singling them out. Now, what I'd like to know from Mr. Strickland, and maybe we should call Mr. Cliff Strickland, the assistant U.S. attorney, John, maybe we should call him. Maybe we should call the district attorney, Ken Buck. And maybe we should ask him, can you break down the amount of crimes committed and who commits them in Greeley and in Fort Collins? And we'd like to know how many of those crimes are committed by Hispanics and specifically by illegal immigrants, and how many of them are committed by white people, legal citizens of the United States of America, black people, legal citizens of the United States of America, or any other legal citizens of the United States of America. What is the percentage there? As you're munching on salad tonight and eating fruit, which chances are were picked by illegal immigrants. I mean, the whole damn thing is shameful.
You know, I think I saw in the 9 News story that ran last, or on Channel 9 that ran last night, the lead story said that there was no stats mentioned in the forum.
No, and the excuse they're going to give you is because they don't keep stats. That's what they're going to tell you, which is oops, I can't say that on air.
Then why hold the forum if you don't have stats?
Well, you know what? Because hold the forum because you don't have stats, because you know what the deal is. These are brown people, and we're scared of them, and we don't like them, and we want them out of our community.
Yeah, they're just trying to inflame the citizens.
That's right, because we want to have a white community. That's what it's all about. That's what it's about. Now, I happen to like Weld County. A lot of nice people living up there. But all right, where's the comments? Where are the comments? Where are the comments by the outraged citizenry of Weld County? Or the outraged citizenry of any county in this state about this thing? Or maybe I'm wrong, and my entire take on this is wrong, and they're right, and I'm wrong, and that this is okay. But I got to tell you something. I've been on this planet for 55 years. And I've lived a lot of it in the Western United States and was born in the Western United States. And I do not ever remember anybody having a gathering, pointing out a segment of society, legal or illegal, and sitting there and having absurd, with no statistics to look at, and putting, I mean, just going through this entire ritual. This is insane. Racist and insane. You don't want illegal immigrants here? Fine. Let's work something out to curb illegal immigration. But you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of those things you used to see in the movies, where the local citizenry would all get together with guns and ropes, and they'd be going crazy. And we're going to get those engines. Or whoever the hell their latest target was. Yeah, I got a new theory about the Hispanic population. Maybe we live in segregated housing because they don't want to live with you or me. Because white people suck in a lot of ways. And this is a perfect example. God, I'd just be ashamed. And you know the worst part about it is? The worst part about it is I'm sure that 90% of you think this is okay. And so once again, here I am, and I'm just spitting in the wind. I want to have a meeting. I want to have a meeting about illegal crimes committed by white, rich white people.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
For yourself.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Oh, you know, I just got a really great idea. How about this? Next year they can hold the same forum again, and they can give out the first annual David Schultheis Award for knuckle-dragging racism, and the winner can be Ken Buck, the district attorney of Weld County. Congratulations, Ken. You are a knuckle-dragger. All right. You know what? It's not too early to start thinking about winter driving conditions. And how did your vehicle handle during last year's winter storms? Well, you know what? Are you hip to Green Diamond Tires? Because if you're not, you ought to be. Green Diamond Tires are an Icelandic invention from a region of the world where they know a thing or two about safe winter driving. These tires are extremely environmental friendly, and they're safe. Remolding technology comes primarily from Europe, but unlike yesterday's retread, the state-of-the-art new tire technology is used to produce a product that has the quality and appearance of any major manufacturer's tire, but will outperform any major manufacturer's tire on slippery surfaces. Every Green Diamond tire sold means one less tire is sent to clog a landfill, and 3 to 7 gallons of oil are saved for a typical passenger vehicle-sized tire. The Green Diamond Tire is an excellent example of an environmentally responsible recycled product that is actually superior to the original product from which it is made. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of little carbide bits built into the treads. And what that means is in adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. So whether you're driving on ice or snow or even in clear conditions, these tires create safety for all seasons. And as the tread wears, new granules appear at the tread surface, affording enhanced safety control, handling, and security. And these things are environmentally friendly. So this is a chance for you to get a quality product plus help out the environment. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires, and you're going to love them. Find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com. That's greendiamondtire.com.
Hey, pretty lady, my name is Rick, but my friends call me the Disco Wizard.
Survive the 70s. You deserve special treatment. That's why GEICO offers car insurance with personal service just for you.
Hey, pretty lady, my name is Rick, and on the Richter scale, you're an 11. Pow!
Including experienced driver discounts, top quality claim service, and GEICO's lifetime renewal guarantee. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all states.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke.
Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this give me a break!
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760. Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
This is people that are not supposed to be here, so one, they're already committing a crime.
Unbelievable. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. You probably saw the story in the Rocky Mountain News this morning or the Denver Post. Meeting on illegal crime draws 600 fine Americans, including, and this was organized, by the way, called Untold Stories, the meeting titled Illegal Immigration, organized by Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck. Ooh, you could drop that B and put another letter in there, and it'd probably fit him. And also, Assistant U.S. Attorney Cliff Strickland was there, too. And they're focusing in on illegal Hispanic crime. Gee, what were their stats? They had a detective there from the Greeley Police Department. He was scheduled to detail illegals involved in gang crimes, except there was a problem. None of the 513 known gang members in Weld County, none of the 513 known gang members, none of them are illegals. Oops. Could that be maybe because Mr. Buck, they're working too hard? Ken, do you and your family eat vegetables? Do you partake of agricultural products, Ken? Why are you supporting the very people that you're supposedly depose? Let's go to Art and Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, Jay, couple things. I would like for you to, if possible, get a sociologist on the air with you and ask them what the impact is hate on a community. Number two, Jay, another question. Where is hate learned? It's learned at home.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, another thing is I'd like to know what the impact this kind of language, this behavior is having on kids. And I'll bet you anything that hate crimes, kids that get beat up in school because of adult behavior. There's nothing more in this world that alienates a child from good behavior than someone's hateful behavior.
Yeah, and some of these people probably have kids. God help us.
And then, lastly, I'm Hispanic. You may not have known that. But I have two sons in the war, and you know what this kind of, when you hate someone because of their color or because of their language, you know, I don't know why in this world, but it seems to balloon over all the other accomplishments that an ethnic community can give to society.
Yeah, it's an unfair profile.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. I'd hate to be Hispanic and live in Weld County with that kind of leadership. I think Mr. Buck is a fine American, not. Okay, thanks, Art. I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
Somebody in Weld County, somebody ought to recall this guy. Weld County Attorney, District Attorney Ken Buck. Oh, you're such a fine guy, Buck. He should be recalled. Oh, God, I'm glad I don't have him live there. Phew. And I like Greeley. I like Weld County. I have to tell you that. Had nothing but great experiences there, but gee, those kind of folks? No, that's all right. Maria in Arvada. Maria, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I just find it absolutely frightening that these people are screaming this at the rooftops on television, because generally when you feel right about something, you have no shame about saying how you feel. And these people have absolutely no clue how racist and bigoted they even sound, and they're doing it from TV. So that leads me to believe that their thought process, they think, is totally right and totally sane.
I don't know. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't understand it other than they must be paranoid or hatred or hateful or whatever. Because any group of people that you look at, I don't care who it is, they all have bad members. Are they here illegally? Yes. But that's a separate issue. I mean, that's an issue that you're going to have to work out in a larger, more sane context. But to profile everybody for the actions of a few, and in this case, where the police detective, he says of the 513 known gang members in Weld County, not one is an illegal immigrant. Uh-oh, that kind of shoots the whole argument in the foot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and why would we take the opinions of people who don't do their damn homework before they even try to do this stuff?
Well, that's another thing, too. How come there are no stats quoted in any of these stories?
And, you know, I would personally, I swear, I triple dog dare the president and all Republicans and people who think that immigrants have anything to contribute to this country, I triple dog dare them to send them out of this country. In fact, I would commit to paying for all the deportation fees of every illegal immigrant in this country personally and watch the economy tank. And then they can pay me back when they realize their idea is crap.
Yeah, these would be the same people, though, who will be the first to start screaming and yelling that the prices are too high. Thank you, Maria. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Here's Damien in Colorado Springs. Damien, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
Hey, I've called before many times. I've agreed on with you on many issues. This one I'll have to dissent with you. I think it's more of a, you know, protecting the fabric of our country, you know, security-wise, economic-wise, socially-wise. And, you know, I
think if you feel that we have to protect the fabric of the country in all of those areas, then demonstrate to me where the fabric's being damaged.
I mean, there is a crime problem. We have enough crime here.
Well, okay. So what statistics do you point to that indicate that these crimes are being committed by illegal aliens?
I don't have any.
Well, wait a minute. If you don't have it, then why do you make the statement when you have nothing to back it up with? That'd be the same thing as me saying that everybody in Colorado Springs is a right-wing fascist. And then you ask me, well, wait a minute, how many people in Colorado Springs, where do you get your statistics from? And I would say, well, I really don't know. That's just what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with a group of people here, my friend. You don't want to be. You don't want people to say that about Colorado Springs. You don't want it to say it about any group of people. And if you want to claim that there's a problem here, that's your right to do it. But I would suggest that for the sake of your argument and for the sake of the argument of people like Mr. Buck and others, that you point to us some verifiable statistics and indicate to us that there is a problem. Otherwise, you must have another agenda behind this, and I'd like to know what it is.
No true agenda, really. But
well, then why would you make the statement? What's your agenda? Well, I mean, in other words, what compels you to make the statement when you have no statistics?
Like you said, a personal feeling.
Well, okay, we all have personal feelings. Should we make that public policy, our personal feelings? And particularly when your personal feelings are against other human beings who have a different skin color than you do, a different nationality than you do, and chances are they speak a different language than you do. So you use that to fuel your personal feelings? What does that sound like to you? Do you think that that's something you teach your kids?
No, not at all.
Well, then what are you doing it for?
Well, I mean,
you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not.
Well, of course you're not, because guys like you never are. You'll just keep grinding on with the same feeling and nothing to back it up. That makes a lot of sense. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you come up to Denver and get a job at Rose Hospital as a brain surgeon? But when they say to you, well, gee, do you have any training as a brain surgeon? Do you not operate on a brain? Tell them, no, it doesn't make any difference. I can pick up a scalpel. I can, you know, you can put them to sleep and let me operate on them. I mean, come on, Damien, use your head and your sense.
I think the simple solution to the immigration problem would be control the borders, punish employers, and...
But that has nothing to do with holding a meeting and singling out a segment of people living in the country with no statistics to back it up and just sit there and have a hate meeting and have people tell these awful victimization stories. You want to know something? How many people do you think I can get in this radio station tomorrow to tell victimization stories of things that have happened to them from white people? How many?
A few.
Yeah, really. How about all the people who lost their money in Enron and savings and loan scandal? I bet you those were illegals that pulled that off, huh?
Well, no, but they should be in jail.
Well, how about
well.
All the money that was has been stolen in Iraq? I bet you, Jose and Loopy did that too.
No, not at all.
All right, you need to straighten up. 8:33, 33 minutes after the hour. Traffic.
All right, Jay, thanks. We do have stop-and-go conditions continue along westbound I-70. If you're anywhere between 225 and Vasquez, they did get that wreck cleared out of the way, though. Got a new one, westbound I-76, just west of 88. We're now seeing traffic gridlocked there between 88th and I-25, so be aware of that. And northbound I-25 continues to struggle all the way through the tech center, and then again as you hit the bridges. Weather outlook today, it's going to be nice, sunny, warm, and windy with a high of 82. And right now, sunny and 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's Academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Home Again Pet Recovery Service.
My dog, Sam, has been missing all day, and I've searched the neighborhood, and I can't find him.
Okay, I'm sending out a lost pet alert in your area right now. We'll find him.
Home Again is the only proactive pet recovery network that sends a lost pet alert to local vets, shelters, and pet rescuers to help reunite lost pets with their families.
Hello?
It's the Home Again Pet Recovery Service. We found Sam.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again. Always looking out for your pet.
303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings until 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. At only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, we guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they're the guaranteed pros.
Why just talk about climate change? At Colorado Radiance Corporation, reduce your carbon footprint with custom comfort, solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. With affordable financing for qualified buyers, you can save money and the world at the same time. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com. Do you think thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I don't believe illegal aliens commit any more crimes than any other population group out there, but the fact is they're here illegally, and something needs to be done.
Ken Buck. I am the day tripper. District Attorney Ken Buck, who held this meeting last night in Greeley about illegal immigrants and crime. Here's an email that I got from Judith. Jay, I went to that meeting in Greeley last night hoping to find an organized protest to join, but there was none. The issue is important to me because my family includes a daughter adopted from Santiago, Chile. The forum was a farce, heavy on emotions, short on statistics and facts. Half the audience was gray-haired, many arriving in wheelchairs and walkers, and assisted by oxygen tanks. There were a few Hispanics. The room was so hot, doors were open to the outside, causing a nice breeze through the hallway, which contains the restrooms. Ugh. The forum presenters did not make their case. In fact, if they made any case at all, it was that the police, courts, and ICE are not presently doing a good job of intercepting illegal aliens who come into the system repeatedly. They talked a great deal about how much money is spent on housing foreign-born detainees, but never gave a count as to how many foreign-born detainees were here illegally. The presenter actually said that foreign-born did not necessarily mean illegal, but presenters clearly wanted people to think so. They also talked about a shift from in-county meth labs to made-in-Mexico meth labs. The assertion was that the people who distribute meth were illegal immigrants. In my mind, these drug dealers are different from immigrants. Drug dealers are part of organized crime. Most immigrants, like the one of the victims profiled, come here to work, live as upstanding citizens, and raise their families, apples and oranges. The presenters also left no opportunity for questions, comments, or rebuttal, so there was at least one person in the audience that was not on their side. Let's go to Jack, who is in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, I'm really glad you read that email because it had a lot of information that wasn't in the article in the paper. But there's a sign of hope up here. You know, this meeting was scheduled afterwards and conflicted with a community building meeting called, Realizing Our Community, co-chaired by Juvenal Cervantes and then one of our community leaders here, Joe Tennyson. And there are a couple hundred people there. It was at Union Colony Civic Center. So all is not lost, and you know a lot of good people up here working hard for community.
I know Weld County, and I know Greeley and Fort Collins. I know that area is filled with good people, but it's disgusting to see this kind of stuff go on.
Oh, it is.
And this guy Ken Buck ought to resign.
Well, we're working hard up here, and you know, we have our great Jim Riesberg, our representative up here. I walked with him in the Fiesta Parade last Saturday down 14th Avenue right toward Island Grove.
Yeah, he's a great guy, Jim Riesberg.
He really is. And so, you know, we're working hard to try to build community here. But this other forum, John said that you hadn't mentioned seeing that in the papers down in Denver. And it had been scheduled like 2 months ago.
Well, what is the deal with this guy, Ken Buck?
Well, you know, he wrote an op-ed piece justifying executing minors a year ago, April.
He what?
And I've been trying to find it. I cut it out. Yeah, an op-ed piece justifying execution of minors. And I think there's only, Somalia and Iran are the only other countries in the world that do that.
Yeah, we need to call Mr. Buck's office and try to get him on. John, let's call his office. You think he's there at 8:39? Probably not.
But anyway, I couldn't attend either forum because of my son's schedule, but, you know, at least be heartened by that. We've got this other forum that was there, a good group of people, so.
All right, we will take note of that.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, Jay.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, maybe we should ask Mr. Buck to come on. 303-713-7600. And where are the voices of outrage here? Is there going to be any repercussions for this, or no? Or are we the only ones? You can call him. I don't want to call him live. Unless they want to talk to me, I'll talk to whoever it is that wants to answer this on the air. I'd like to know what statistics Mr. Buck was using. On this deal. And I can't be the only person who's upset about this. Unbelievable. Now, why do we allow this to go on? I'm so tired of all these extremists. I really am. I know there are a lot of you out there who think that I'm extreme. All right, we're going to talk to somebody at 5 after the hour who was at this, who knows about this, and we're going to talk to them about it. Well, I do not want to let this go. Let's go to Dave on I-25. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. First of all, 2 points. Point number one, I want to give you a huge pat on the back, Jay. You're just our hero. I mean, your caller from Colorado Springs, you just tore him up. I mean, you rock, Jay. I mean, I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're the voice. You make me proud. You really
thanks.
Do.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I don't deserve it, but thanks.
No, Jay, actually, you do. You make me very, very proud. I'm glad you're on my side. Point number two, I'm a Hispanic in the professional world. My wife is Caucasian. I married the blue-eyed blonde from California. And I'm very proud of her. She's a beautiful woman. And last night we saw the report on 9 News. And the first words that came out of her mouth was, sounds like a Klan meeting to me. And right now I'm on I-25 heading up to the Klan city. I'm on my way to go see some patients to make sure that they're okay. And I just want you to know that I'm outraged. I'm absolutely outraged that people act and think this way. And in a way, I actually feel sorry for them.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is very, very true. I guess I should feel sorry for them, too. I just don't understand how people hold public office like this district attorney. and the people would remain silent and allow this idiot to get away with this. And that's exactly what he is. And I tell him that to his face, too. Because,
yeah,
you know what? I want to see what statistics he's operating off of.
I agree, Jay. I agree. Jay, keep up the fight. Wish me well. I'm going into the devil den right now. And, again, keep up the fight, Jay.
Well, you know what? Thanks, man. And just remember this. Weld County is a nice place. There are good people in both Greeley and Fort Collins. Mr. Buck is just not representative of good people. Be careful, Dave, and best to your wife.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Mark in Boulder. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
There's no stats because there's not enough minorities up there to actually create one that's actually doing what they're accusing of.
Well, if there are no stats, then how? You know, I get criticized about this all the time. But,
oh, yeah.
But you know what? I constantly ask people, okay, where, you know, what are you using for your information? Where are you getting this? And then people get indignant that I challenge them. But how do you make statements about this kind of stuff? How do you hold this kind of meeting? How do you do this if you don't have any statistics to back up the point you're trying to make?
That just makes it that much more disgusting. I'm black and Hispanic. I drive up there with a crew of six guys, you know, three white, two black guys, and another Mexican guy like myself. And it's like we go up there to work every morning, and the first thing we say is, oh, the minorities are back. You know, it's not, oh, man. I'm so frustrated right now.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, it's very frustrating, and it's very, very dark. And it's like, okay, I mean, it's, you know, it's not only you and me, and it's not only people living in Greeley and Fort Collins and people living in Weld County, people in this entire state, and this includes Republicans, Democrats, independents, people of all colors, people of all religions, they ought to stand up and cry foul. This is wrong.
What year is this?
I don't know. They must think it's 1952.
Man, I'm like disgusted. I am in Greeley working and listening to you as I normally do, and I am outright disgusted right now.
Yeah, I should call the Greeley paper and take out a full-page ad. I really should do this, demanding that Ken Buck apologize.
I'd back you.
Even though I got to pay my own money to have it done.
Hey, I'll pitch.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
You too. Have a good day.
See ya. We having any luck getting through to Mr. Buck's office? Oh, we're on hold. Oh, they're scrambling around to try to find somebody? I'll tell you what, if you live in Greeley, if you live in Greeley, you live in Weld County, you should call Ken Buck's office and demand that he hand over the statistics. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen here. All right, let's go to Maria. Or no, I'm sorry. Let's go to Mary in Greeley. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. This is Mary calling. I'm a Greeley resident. In fact, you and I have met at some activities up here in Weld County that you were gracious enough to come up for. And I'm thrilled that you're giving time to this issue, and I'm just horrified at the same time about it. And you just need to know a couple things. First of all, everybody that I know and I've talked to, including Jim Riesberg, has been absolutely horrified at Ken Buck's planning this meeting, doing this meeting, and then also planning the meeting at the same night as the Realizing Our Community Forum that Jack was just describing. But you also need to know that the Tribune had an editorial a couple days ago in which they were critical of him. They were critical of him and doing this and you know, mentioning that it was, potentially divisive and everything, which, of course, it absolutely is. But and then the other thing you need to know about Ken Buck is that we all believe he's going to want to take over the CD4 position from Marilyn Musgrave ultimately, and so that he is building his resume, and he's very ambitious, and, you know, he's trying to get all these high-profile cases on his on his resume and all this high-profile stuff because he basically wants to be our congressman ultimately, which is absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, it is horrifying, but it's horrifying, but I'll tell you something else it also explains. It explains this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, and he was on, you know, he is available this morning because I was listening to the local KFK radio station on my drive down here to Boulder earlier, and Ken Buck was on right before 8 o'clock, and he was thanking the radio station people because they had been so supportive of him, and they were telling him what a great job he had done and what a wonderful night it was and all that. So they were all congratulating each other and patting each other on the back. So he called into KFK radio and...
does what's his name do mornings over there with his wife?
With his wife.
No.
I'm not sure. I can't think of her name now. There's a woman who's on in the morning from 9 to 11, Amy Oliver, who is connected with John Caldera's organization. She works for John Caldera, and she's on the radio and really from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on KFKA. And I think she just recently got married to the sheriff, John Cook.
So it's all this tight
little knit group up here that's getting all the publicity and causing all this fear. And the other thing that happened last night that was really positive is that the commissioner of education was in Greeley, Dwight Jones, the new commissioner, and he toured the Greeley schools. You know, we've been on Academic Watch, and then he gave a presentation at the Realizing Our Community Award. And you know, Greeley's school population is over 50% Hispanic, and anyway, he made a wonderfully positive presentation about the school system and how they're trying so hard to get off Academic Watch, and it was just a very, very positive and very uplifting meeting. And so this is what's going on in Greeley. So we are divided, unfortunately, and it's because people like Ken Buck and his cohorts are kind of fanning the flames here. But I think it's all for his own political agenda.
Sad. All right, we're going to keep trying to get him on. And, Mary, I appreciate you calling and giving us the information.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Latest issue, southbound I-25 right near 20th. Now, that's definitely adding to the congestion that you have if you're headed downtown, 58 to Spear. Still struggling along westbound I-70 from 225 to Vasquez. And westbound I-76 bogged down now just west of 88th due to a crash. Weather outlook today. Expect a sunny and warmer day. We'll likely get some winds by this afternoon and a high of 82. Tonight, breezy and cool with a low of 52. And it looks like tomorrow we'll have an even warmer day at 86. Right now, under sunny skies, it's 57 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Want to win great prizes and save money on gas? Pledge to ride smart on Thursdays by commuting differently just one day.
Ed, how are you, sir?
Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
Well, I have a Royal Standard Poodle, Zelia.
Good.
Well, I'll tell you, Ed, I'm happy you did these commercials, because if you hadn't, I would probably be downstairs with a load of Q-tips cleaning the most disgusting, sticky, gooey, smelly gunk out of her ears that you could ever imagine. She would spend the first 40 minutes in the morning shaking her head vigorously because of the pain.
Wow.
We took Zelia to the vet 7 times, $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
On December 21st, I ordered my first shipment of Dynavite. 6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
That's awesome.
My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain or odor, and it's because I started feeding her Dynavite.
Boy, I'm happy to hear about your dog. Thanks for all your time today.
I'll never forget DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. And I'm thinking, someday, she's going to regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's got to last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Good Wrench service lane.
can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, four tire rotation, and Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection, performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Goodwrench and Go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
8:53, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Seeing is believing. Finding out for yourself is the way to go, and I urge that when it comes to Rockies, because they do have the largest selection of clean, late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. This is a well-known fact. You buy a car, and you buy a new car, and you get the smell, and you get all of that, but you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. At Rockies, you let somebody else pick up that depreciation, and you pick up the savings. With their matching down incentive and various ways to finance, if you're looking for something for this winter, like four-wheel, an SUV, or all-wheel drive, Rockies has got that too. They've got tons of everything there with good, knowledgeable people to help you out, like my friends the Al-Shears. And, you know, I name all of the folks who work there and who I see and talk to all the time. Mary and I have been customers of Rockies for the last 12 years, and will continue to be so. And a lot of people along the Front Range feel exactly the same way. That's why they're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Hours are convenient. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can see the inventory on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get down there in person and talk to them and ask about that matching down incentive, and also take a look at what they have to offer. Now, I'm not saying you should buy from them immediately, if not sooner, but what I am saying is that if you're going to go looking, you should go there. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, talking about Woman on a Greeley. Here's Louie in Longmont. Louie, you're on. Go.
Hey, Lou. Okay, this is Louie. 95% of Weld County methamphetamine comes from Mexico.
Okay, excuse me. Stop. Stop for a second. Let's stop on that. First of all, where'd you get that statistic?
No, these are the statistics.
I ask you where you got this. Where'd you get it?
No, I got these from the meeting last night.
Okay, they claim that, but did they tell you where they got it?
Well, that's from their internal records.
Did they cite that?
How do you mean cite it?
Because when most people give statistics, this is what they'll do. What they'll say is this. They'll say, according to the Department of Justice, in the following years, and then they'll go in and they'll give you what they have. They just don't work things out and not qualify them. That would be number one. Number two, if it is true what they're saying about 95% of the meth coming from Mexico, that very well could be true. But the fact is that if you survey the illegal immigrant population of Weld County, in order to make that work, you're going to have to tell us how many of those folks were involved in running the meth from Mexico to Weld County.
Well, you just asked for the statistics. I was there. I took the notes. I have this a number of statistics, but, I mean, I didn't write down where
they
claim to have got them. So, I mean, if that doesn't matter, then I guess it doesn't matter.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm not blaming you. I'm just commenting.
All right. Well, there's some more, but if you want them.
Well, sure. Squeeze in a couple of more. I got like 10 or 15 seconds.
$2.35 million a year to house foreign-born inmates in Weld County. 513 active gang members. You mentioned that one. None of them are illegal because they have all been deported due to the work of the gang unit.
Oh, okay. See, well, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry I couldn't have been at that meeting because I'd like to stand up and publicly challenge them and get an identification about where that stuff comes from. Louis, thanks, man. Thanks for giving me your time. I appreciate it.
You betcha.
All right. 5:58. I'm sorry. 8:58. Coming up next, Julian Ross, director of CIRC, and we'll talk to him about this.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman at the County Courthouse in Las Vegas. This is the hour O.J. Simpson is set to appear in court. The former football star is scheduled to be arraigned on 11 criminal counts, including armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and the latest charge filed yesterday, kidnapping, which carries a possible life sentence. All the charges stem from last week's attempt by Simpson to take sports memorabilia that he says belongs to him. The hearing this morning is expected to be brief. Simpson will be officially informed of the charges. He will then be asked if he understands the charges. His attorneys also plan to ask the judge to set bail for Simpson. At the moment, Simpson's being held without bail. I'm Steve Futterman in Las Vegas. Now with more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
The jury in the Phil Spector murder case heads back to court in Los Angeles today, a day after the foreman told the judge the panel is split 7-5. The judge requested a defense request for a mistrial and told jurors to rest up. It's that time of the year when more people start coming down with something and consider flu shots. CBS's Dan Revive has been taking the temperature on the upcoming flu season. Dan, how's it look?
Frustrating, Steve, to federal health officials who say there's plenty of flu vaccine this year, but in the age group 50 to 64, only about one-third get the flu shot. Among senior citizens, around 60%. It should be everybody, Dr. Julie Gerberding, head of the Centers for Disease Control, just said.
If you had something that was incredibly cheap, incredibly safe, could save lives, money, hospitalization, inconvenience, and time, why wouldn't you use it?
And we do have that vaccine. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Senate debate and vote on whether terror suspects held at military prison should be able to challenge their detention. Live to Capitol Hill now, and CBS's Bob Fuss.
Backers want to reverse what Congress did last year, stopping federal judges from even hearing claims of innocence from detainees. Habeas corpus is a vital and guaranteed right, says Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Pat Leahy.
This was a mistake the last Congress and the administration made based on fear.
Opponents say Guantanamo prisoners should have no right to go to court and are prevailing in the vote, but this issue will eventually be decided by the Supreme Court. Steve?
Iraq's prime minister says he won't tolerate, in his words, the killing of our citizens in cold blood. Authorities ordered Blackwater USA to stop working pending an investigation of a weekend shooting incident that left civilians dead. A new poll says 78% of us are worried about the safety of products from China. But pollster John Zogby says a much smaller percentage is actually doing something.
Approximately one in five said that they had stopped buying food and buying toys.
New information suggests some of the Mattel toys recalled had paint with lead 180 times the legal limit. No sign of inflation in the latest consumer price figures. They fell in August. And right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 111, the NASDAQ up 25. This is CBS News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox-certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An anti-abortion minister vows he'll go to court if Denver tries to keep abortion protesters from confronting delegates to the Democratic National Convention next summer. Patrick Mahoney of the Christian Defense Coalition says he plans to have 2,000 protesters out there.
We are coming in mass here in August.
Mahoney says his group also plans to protest in St. Paul, Minnesota, site of the Republican get-together, especially if the GOP nominates Rudy Giuliani, who supports abortion rights. About 500 people attended a forum in Greeley at which crimes by illegal immigrants in Weld County were detailed. Weld County's DA organized the event, saying he wants to show why a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement office is needed in Weld County. That office should be in Greeley by the end of the year. Latinos Unidos and the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition say that while they sympathize with victims of crime, society must not blame an entire community for the acts of a few. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like our ride is much better now along I-70. We got all those crashes cleared out of the way. Still may find traffic moving a little slowly from Sheridan to Colorado and 225 to Vasquez on the westbound lanes. We do have a crash northbound I-25. It's on the approach to 225, so we've got some slowing through the tech center. We also have a crash on southbound I-25 downtown right near 20th. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, it'll be sunny and...
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The meth labs in Greeley, and 95% of that meth is coming from Mexico. He said, gee, who's using all that meth? The illegals? Or could it be the cowboy boot flag-waving patriots? 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, high today, 82. Yeah, you know what? There's the thing to think about right there. Well, there wouldn't be any meth problem if some of you would stop using it. Let's talk to Julian Ross, director of CIRC Coalition. Colorado Immigration Rights Coalition. And Julian, thanks for joining us on last-minute notice.
My pleasure. Very good morning to you.
All right. What do you make of Ken Buck and this whole thing last night. I asked the question about what statistics were they using and where did they get them from?
Well, we asked the same question. Unfortunately, there wasn't any space for public comment or question, although we did anticipate that. But last night's event turned out to be exactly what we expected, a one-sided, biased, staged show that puts many of us in a very difficult situation. We, of course, sympathize with the victims of the crime. We want to address crime in our community. But to use government resources, like Mr. Buck did, to single out an entire community, we thought was really a shameful use of tax dollars. And I spoke with Mr. Buck after, and we'd like to work with him on a more balanced and fair process moving forward. It was really a disappointment to be there last night. There was about 50 of us there that were not in support of the event. And, we chose not to protest, Jay, out of respect for the victims. We didn't think it was the right space to do that. But we plan to move forward and show our disappointment for this one-sided event.
And how are you guys going to do that? I mean, it seems to me that Mr. Buck should resign. Mr. Buck obviously has a political agenda. Obviously has something, a political agenda there to design to enhance his own position. That's number one. And then number two, that whole thing that went on is nothing short. I mean, could you imagine if you tried to have that kind of a meeting over Italians, Polish, Jews, African Americans? The public would go crazy.
Well, there's no doubt that last night the event fueled much of the tensions, spread more hate, and let's hope not, but possibly more racism in a county and in a state where we're already struggling to try to unite and heal from a very divisive year in 2006. Our worst fear last night, singling out an entire community. We need to separate the issue of immigration from crime. Immigration is a complex issue. And we know the majority of immigrants, the vast majority of immigrants, are coming here to work to support their family. And I think, there is a very small percentage of humankind, regardless of race and ethnicity, that will commit crimes. Unfortunately, last night it was labeling and stereotyping an entire community. Research shows across the board that as immigration increases in the United States and in communities, crime actually decreases. And there is no evidence, no statistical evidence that connects immigrants with crime. It's simply categorically false. And I don't know.
Well, I mean, did they present anything, any stats? And if they did, what were the stats about? I mean, some guy called, Louis called up and said that it was, 95% of the meth lab, meth is coming from. I mean, what is that? I mean, how? Then I said to him, I said, well, if you're going to use that statistic, then you got to show me how many members of the illegal community in Weld County is dealing in or making or distributing drugs. I mean, do they have any statistics on any of this stuff, or did Mr. Buck just decide to dream these out of the out of a pipe somewhere? Where did this come from?
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. He's been quoted twice this week, and he said it last night. He said himself that the vast majority of undocumented immigrants do not commit crimes, but then he throws out these other numbers. At one point, the sheriff that was testifying said, now these aren't hard numbers, but let's just estimate that 5% of all undocumented immigrants here commit crime.
Illogical.
And even though he prefaced that with, let's just assume, 300, 400 people left last night with that number in their head. And I asked the sheriff afterward, I said, where did you get that number from? He said, well, I was just coming up with an estimation. I said, you risk spreading lies to the people that left that event. He said, well, I don't really care what they think. And so, that's the type of leadership that worries me. It's irresponsible, it's reckless, and it's using government dollars in a very one-sided manner. We're going to urge Mr. Buck to follow up with a more fair and balanced debate where we can have a constructive and positive process, have some other voices talked about. Let's talk about immigrant victims of crime who are not going to report crimes because they think the local police is the same as immigration. Let's talk about the hundreds that are dying on the desert every day to risk their life to come here to work for a better life. Let's talk about the wage disparities that in Mexico, in Veracruz, Mexico, the minimum wage is $6 a day. And that's why people are sacrificing to come here for a higher wage. We need to talk about those issues and not just single out a community with false stereotypes. That's not going to get us anywhere, Jay.
Well, yeah, but doing that is not going to get Mr. Buck into Marilyn Musgrave's congressional seat.
Well, I'm not sure what political ambitions Mr. Buck has, but, you know, we'll do our part to highlight that he's leading a very imbalanced and one-sided process. It was clear last night, and the Minuteman flag was flying high. And
Wait a minute. The Minuteman flag, was that on taxpayer property?
Well, you know, I'm sure people have the right to bring what they like into a meeting like that, but...
Wait a minute, though. But what about the taxpayers in the community who don't agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, there are people
since when does local government conduct anything under the auspices of those whack jobs, the Minutemen?
It was, in the press release itself, it was very troubling to see some of the language announcing this event that came out of the Weld County District Attorney's Office, including a logo that appears to be used by some national groups like the Minutemen or FAIR. Trying to track down exactly where that came from. Clearly, District Attorney Buck is collaborating with not only the local conservative alliance there, but perhaps other anti-immigrant groups in sponsoring these types of events.
Yeah, we contacted Mr. Buck's office. Mr. Buck is in a meeting and declined to come on. Does that shock you? Sounds to me like a guy who only wants to speak where he can get a friendly crowd.
Well, he had a friendly crowd last night, and those of us that were there opposing it, we chose not to protest out of respect for the victims. And, we do believe it's possible to support crime victims and support immigrants, because the majority of immigrants are here to work and not to commit crimes. And we need immigration reform at the federal level, and that was not mentioned once last night. What a disappointment. You know, the only realistic and fair solution to a complex issue through comprehensive immigration reform, and that wasn't mentioned once last night. Clearly, the motive here is to build an ICE office in Greeley, and that's what he was trying to win public support over last night.
Sounds to me like what he was trying to do is he's trying to further his own political career, plus on top of that, stir up a bunch of hate and resentment with very little real information to support or fuel his argument.
Well, I certainly hope that the voters see through his plan to use immigrants as stereotypes, to use immigrants to instill fear and hate in the community, to gain votes, perhaps. It's working for Mr. Tancredo in our congressional district here out of Littleton. But you know what? That's just not a sustainable approach. And the majority of Americans and the majority of Coloradans, they want fair policies. They want realistic solutions. And I think we want to be a state that welcomes new Americans, just like we have as a country for many generations. And let's just hope that our voters can inform themselves about the realities of immigrants, the realities about crime, and see through the misleading leadership of District Attorney Buck.
So what do you guys plan to do now?
Well, there might be a follow-up press conference. There might be a follow-up forum that attempts to be more balanced. But you know what? We've got our hands full trying to win some fair policies at the federal level and here at the state level. We're trying to get the DREAM Act passed this congressional session. We're trying to build our organization statewide so that we can be strong enough to defeat a candidate that's anti-immigrant or that is aligned with groups like Minuteman.
Does your organization have a website?
We are going to be launching a website in the next month, and it's going to be a very high-power website that our constituents statewide can use to communicate to their congressperson and their local government and the media. So look for that to come out in October.
All right. How about those of us who want to join your organization?
There'll be a way to sign up there on the website. If you want to go to... you can email me at Julien, J-U-L-I-E-N, at coloradoimmigrant.org. Again, that's J-U-L-I-E-N at coloradoimmigrant.org. And we do have member organizations that work with non-immigrants, with immigrants, organizing individuals around Colorado to protest the types of events that we saw last night.
All right, Julian. Thanks. Thanks so much for your time. And but I'm just sorry there are people like this in public life, like Ken Buck. And I have no trouble telling him that if he'll come on the radio. I have no problem telling him what a sorry SOB I think he is.
Well, we appreciate you covering this forum, and it could have been handled so much more professionally and responsibly. And we certainly want to highlight, you know, the use of government dollars for a one-sided event. And he knows, and the organizers knew that it would pit those that oppose the event against the victims of crime, which is also unfair. We all oppose.
Yeah,
crime.
Congratulations to you. That's something I'd like to say. Congratulations to those people who, family members or themselves, were victims of crimes. Congratulations to them for going to this thing and allowing themselves to be pimped, because that's exactly what happened. That's a good shelter right there. Oh, well, what are you doing? You're picking on victims of crimes? No, we're not picking on victims of crimes, but the idea is to fix things, not create more woe. And I think that's what you're doing when you put on these kinds of shows. So, all right, Julian, thanks. I appreciate you being on the air, and anytime we can help you, please don't hesitate to call on us. And, this is one of these things where I just don't. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have to pester Mr. Buck, I think, for a while here before I give up on getting him on the air. I want him to explain himself, and I want to know where those statistics came from, too.
Well, we'll continue to do the same and try and get some, you know, I don't think there are no statistics behind a lot of those numbers, but if we find out, we will get them over to you. And I'll also send over some. We have our, there's a lot of research out there that I can cite for you that shows that Mr. Buck's arguments are categorically false, and I will get those over to your...
Yeah, we'd love to have them. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. If you would love to, and let's say another or two other members of your organization, if you'd like to come on here and do an hour and come to the studio, we'd love to have you.
Well, we certainly appreciate the invitation. We'd love to take you up on that.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to put you in touch with John Turk. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. So no statistics, as we guessed. And once again, if you live in Greeley, here is Ken Buck's number. Or if anywhere you live within, but you can hear the radio station, and you're as outraged about this as I am, 1-970-356-4010. That's 1-970-356-4010. Call Ken Buck's office and ask him to explain where he got those statistics and what exactly he was doing using taxpayer-supported property. And he's the district attorney, so what is he, the district attorney of some people, or is he the district attorney of everyone? 1-970-356-4010.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way, beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Good Wrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
$150 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. Call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. Fall into savings and not on the ground with LeafGuard and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
You're listening to the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Better known in some circles as Ken Moon. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hats off to John Turk running the show this morning. He's fighting some kind of virus. He's sick. He doesn't feel good. And he's made sure that he's infected everybody in the frickin' building. Yeah, well, now I'm starting to feel funny.
No, I've totally quarantined myself in this little room.
No, you came in here, and now I'm starting to feel weird. I'm going to get sick again. This will be round two.
Maybe I got what you had before you went out of town.
Oh, you think I gave it to you? Okay, I'll tell you how you got sick. You want to know how you got sick?
How?
You flew on an airplane to Atlanta, and somebody on the airplane had it, and you were in an enclosed environment. I, on the other hand, went to Salt Lake City, and Mary and I did not fly.
With the windows down and fresh air blowing through your hair, right?
Right. I mean, have you ever had that happen where you get on a plane and you get sick because you're on the plane?
I don't know. Not that I can ever pinpoint that I've gotten a sickness from an airline ride.
Oh, God, I have.
But normally what I do is I take one of those airbornes before I do that.
Did you take one?
I didn't have one, no.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, this has been going on since Sunday, so.
When did you fly back?
I flew back Sunday.
I rushed my case.
It hit me basically as soon as I landed on the ground.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, boy. Well, call in sick tomorrow.
It's impossible to take a sick day here.
No, it isn't. I've done it.
Oh, it is.
Oh, I've done it. Reed will come help you out.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah, Reed likes me, even though I beat him up on the air one day.
But man, I hate missing the show. Like, if I would have called in sick today, I would have been hating it. This has been an electric show.
Well, you can get a podcast at am760.net.
True. Come on, man. Don't blame me if you're feeling funk. Go home and take an airborne. Will you do that for me? Go buy some airborne on your way home and pop a couple of them. Please. I'll go buy them for you, okay?
Oh, I'm not feeling bad. I'm not feeling bad because of you. I'm just giving you a hard time. But I know people who fly and have these problems because you're in that small little area with restricted airflow.
Oh, and guess what? Me and my wife had separate seats in different rows. And we couldn't convince anybody to move, so
what?
We could sit next to each other.
Are you kidding me? What
no,
did they say?
Isn't that lame?
What did they say? No?
They just, you know, like, I don't want to move. I'm here by the, you know, eh. Yeah, they just looked at us like, eh. So I had to sneak in between, like, some 6'5", 200-pounder and some other guy that was, you know, a little large. I mean, it was a miserable flight home.
How's Stacy feel? Is she okay?
She's a little sick, too.
Uh-oh. You better stash your kids at our house.
Gladly.
Don't say that.
You want them for a couple days?
Sure. Don't say that. You don't mean that.
No, I just don't want them to get them. I just don't want to get them sick.
Well, if they come to my house, they won't get sick. They stay at your house, they will get sick.
And they'd play with your dogs all day long.
Well, that's fine. Coco and Jackson like kids. All right, let's go to open phones. 303-713-7600. And we go to John in Fort Collins. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I on?
You sure are.
Jerry, where do we draw the line? I mean, what are the laws for, you know, on illegal immigration? I mean, they're trying to throw us into the North American Union. Are you aware of that?
Well, okay. First of all, you know, do me a favor, and other people do this too.
Sure.
Don't set up a straw man argument. I'm not for, you know, don't make it a situation where, oh, because I object to a district attorney getting together in a building,
right,
and using government resources to focus in on a segment of the community, illegal or not, and
right,
and trying to to make a case that they're committing all these crimes while not citing any statistics.
Right.
Don't confuse that with the whole argument about illegal immigration. I'm not for anybody coming here illegally.
Right.
I'm for working things out so that we get a workable plan. But by stirring up people's emotions and hate, and by getting you in the position that you're in now, where you call me up and try to equate both of them together to justify what went on, that's counterproductive and doesn't work, and it's morally not right.
No, and I understand, and I just wanted, I mean, they're using our taxpayer dollars to set up this security and prosperity partnership. You can go to SPP.org.
Well, you know what, that's all fine, well and good. Look, I'm not for NAFTA, I'm not for any of those trade agreements either, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a group of people who get together with a district attorney who is on the taxpayer dime,
right,
and also an assistant U.S. attorney, to claim that illegal immigrants in Weld County are committing crimes, yet they don't give you any statistics that are verifiable about who's committing what.
Right,
and
right,
on top of that, they're singling out a portion of the population in an unfair manner and using them as the poster children for illegal crimes. You couldn't get away with that in this country if you did it to anybody else. They wouldn't stand for it. It's not right, and you know it's not right.
And I agree with you on that, but I just think that there's a huge issue that nobody really talks about.
We talk about it all the time. You know what? I'm going to disagree with you. We talk about it all the time, but why would you take the opportunity of one thing? Why would you take that and then try to tie it to something else?
Jerry, this is a huge thing.
You didn't answer my question.
Because this affects, I mean, this is part of the whole.
You didn't answer my question. Why do you take one thing and tie it to another? If you want to have a discussion about illegal immigration and how to stop it, that's one debate. But if you want to take people and you want to single out a group of people and try to paint them as the face of crime, that's another debate.
I'm a Mexican American myself. Okay?
Well, I wouldn't care if you were a Jewish Italian. It's still not right.
I understand, and I just think that this is a huge issue, and
did you do it? Why did you do that? Why did you start
you
in on this?
You need to be talking about the security partnership.
You know what? I don't need to have you tell me about what I need to talk about. You want me to talk about something else? Then you know what? Whatever you want to talk about, get your own radio show. Don't tell me what I need to talk about. The thing is that I busted your ass. That's what it amounts to. That you want to sit there and cooperate in this racist behavior and then try to justify it over some other agenda. Well, guess what, pal? I'm not buying it, compañero. 931 traffic, Gina.
All right, Jay, we've got a much nicer ride around the metro area. South on I-25, still bogging down a bit between 58th and Spear. They got that wreck out of the way, though. North on I-25, going to be a little sluggish for you through the bridges toward Alameda, and it looks like we still have some heavy traffic in the tech center on the northbound side of I-25. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny, warm day and some winds by this afternoon, high of 82. Right now, sunny and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Visit any of your local Denver Met.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Trying to think about what Coco and Jackson have. I guess they got 42 permanent teeth. They're not missing any.
Is that how many teeth a dog had?
I guess, yeah, 42 permanent teeth. Now, I know that they use those teeth to chew, and I'm trying to think if you get a toothy grin. No, not out of Jackson. Jackson snarls, mostly. The men pin. Oh, Lord. Well, let me tell you how this relates to Purina One. If you haven't heard the news, Purina One has something brand new for your dog that you won't want to miss. Introducing new Purina One Wholesome Entrees. Select high-quality natural ingredients come together in this new line of wet dog foods. Try all five delicious varieties. Ingredients include real chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, or salmon, oatmeal, brown rice, barley, or long grain rice, and in every entree, accents of potatoes, carrots, eggs, and spinach. So give your dog something new from a name that you can absolutely trust. And Mary and I have been trusting for years. New Purina One Wholesome Entrees. Now, when we made the switch to Purina One, we saw the difference, and we did this years ago, and you can make that switch as well. Take the Purina One Challenge and see the difference. We switched to Purina One Dry Formula. The changes were amazing, so see the difference for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK, that's 1-888-606-BARK, for a free 4-pound bag of any Purina One Dry Formula to take the challenge. And this offer ends soon, so call now. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Discover what a huge difference it makes to have investment, financial, and estate planning strategies that are all working together and on the same page. Join host John Russell for Wealth Preservation Strategies, your one-stop total solution provider, Saturday from 11 to noon on AM 760.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home. To be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage, 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They just hit me. I haven't even requested one song today. John, we should play on a Mexican radio. And we should send it out to Ken Buck. Do we have that? 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here. Sunny high today, 82. Yeah, you know, don't call me and try to use this little thing with Ken Buck to set up a straw man argument about, well, if you object to racism, if you object to political opportunism that Ken Buck was showing in this BS thing that he did in Weld County in Greeley last night, that you're somehow are not concerned about illegal immigration. I'm very concerned about it, but I think we need to work it out. I don't think that doing this kind of stuff is going to get it done. If you want to call Mr. Buck's office and let him know how you feel, it's 1-970-356-4010. We'll continue to keep trying to get him on and get him to answer us as to where he got this information and what exactly he was trying to say here. Who knows how long that'll take. Here's Dave in Colorado Springs. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I know another statistic somebody needs to come up with, and that's finding out just exactly how much money this Buck guy and his land developer buddies made over the housing and construction boom that's happened over the last little bit, because I would estimate that about 65 to 75% of the labor that went into all these homes and all these businesses and all these office buildings was done by immigrant labor.
Yeah, there's a lot of it in the construction industry, and I'd be interested to know how much of that was illegal and how much of it was tied in. And, yeah, I'd like to know about that. I think you bring up a really good point. I think Mr. Buck should tell us exactly what he's done or what he's attempted to do in regards to this problem in Greeley.
Well, yeah,
and in Weld County.
You know, a huge amount of money has been made in the construction field, and it's not by the immigrants that have made the money. It's, you know, these Caucasian business owners that are making a small fortune, and they're making a small fortune on the backs of this immigrant labor. It's cheap labor. They work super hard. They work super fast. I mean, I've been in the construction industry for 16 years, and I work side by side with these guys, and they're the hardest workers you'll ever see.
If we took all the illegal immigrants and took them out of the construction industry, how much do you think it would cost as far as the rise in housing would go?
The rise in housing would stop. The price of the housing would be astronomical.
That's what I'm talking about. In other words, let's say, all right, let's talk about Colorado Springs. Let's say I'm looking for, to buy a $300,000 home in Colorado Springs, or like, where is that, Black Forest or whatever it is?
Yeah, Black Forest, you're looking at a half mil or better.
Okay, but let's say there are no illegal immigrants to work in the construction industry. So how do you think that would change the price of housing in, say, in Colorado Springs?
Oh, that $500,000 house would go at least to $750,000, if not a mil, and it would take 9 months to build, as opposed to 3 months.
Now, do you think that the public would be willing to accept that?
No. Not at all, because they want, you know, instant gratification. I've got my heart set on building this house, and I want it built now. I want it built fast. That's the only way you're going to do it, is with immigrant labor.
See, what I'm getting here is, the picture I'm getting, and I think we're all guilty of this, we all want what we want, and what we really want is we want everything cheap, okay? I mean, we want housing to be cheap. We want gas to be cheap. I mean, anything you name, fruits, vegetables, and we want all this stuff to be cheap. We don't really want to have to pay the real going price. If we ended up having to pay the real going price, then bingo, people would be, I mean, how long do you think it would take for them to hit the ceiling?
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, like today.
Okay.
It would happen right now.
But they don't seem to have any grasp of that. This seems to be an extremely emotional issue in which, like the last guy who I got into it with who called up. In other words, he starts talking about, he uses this whole thing that Buck pulls off, and he uses that as a segue into illegal immigration, and they set up this straw man argument that, well, if you're talking about any kind of fair and decent treatment and non-scapegoating of illegal immigrants, then you obviously must be for opening up the borders, which no one is saying that. Who's saying that?
Yeah. No, I agree completely with that. Now, the thing I have a problem with is that, you know, all these people have gotten so much money out of the construction boom, and all of a sudden, you know, the bottom's kind of falling out of the construction industry. Here in the Springs, I guess permits are way, way down. New housing projects are on hold until something happens. And none of this productivity that happened over the last 16 years would have happened if it weren't for the immigrant labor that is involved with them all. And nobody seems to be taking that into account. And now that the industry is bottoming out, now they want them all deported. And it's just a big slap in the face.
It is. Well, you know what? It's ridiculous. It absolutely is. Dave, thanks for hanging on, man. Great call.
You're welcome.
All right. By the way, John Turk just handed this to me. Maybe we should ask Mr. Buck about this on the phone. This is from the Arizona Star newspaper. This is ArizonaStarNet.com. Okay, ready for this? This is by Eunice Amosco. This was published February 27, 2007. Here's the headline. Study, immigrants don't raise U.S. crime rate. Immigrants, both legal and illegal, do not raise the rate of crime in the United States, according to a study released Monday. In every ethnic group, incarceration rates among young men are the lowest for immigrants, even those who are less educated, said the study by the Immigration Policy Center, an immigrant advocacy group in Washington. This holds especially true for Mexicans, Salvadorians, and Guatemalans, who make up a bulk of illegal population. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Are you saying that Mr. Buck wasn't telling the truth? And the rest of you racist fearmongers? Yeah, we'll keep trying to get Mr. Buck on. Let's go to Charmaine, who is in Fort Collins. Charmaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Oh, Charmaine, before you start, let me throw this in. O.J. Simpson's passport has been taken away, and he has been charged with $125,000 for bail. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to quickly say my phone's about to die. So I'm Caucasian, and pretty much everybody in my family, with the exception of myself and my grandparents, have all had a problem with meth. And so I think that what it comes down to is it's a people problem and an addiction problem, and we need to face that. And people with racist agendas just want to make this about race, and it's not. It's about addiction.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
And
it is.
Any race can be addicted, and any race can cause problems. So that's all I wanted to say.
You know, and it's a great point. It's a great point. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yep, she's right about that, too. It is about addiction and about mental health, too. Here's a email. I'm not going to say who sent it. Ken Buck scheduled this meeting on illegal immigration and crimes on the same night as another group called Realizing Our Community. It already advertised a meeting designed to help people deal with the tensions around immigration. ROC is trying to heal the community and bring people together. Buck said that it wasn't purposeful, but that happened to be the night the facilities were available. Yeah, like I believe that. Ken Buck started all of this when he requested Allard get him an ICE office in Greeley. He's still pushing for that. Ken is an overly ambitious, aggressive politician. He helped organize the ICE raids at Swift last winter. In other areas, he has no compunction about charging juveniles as adults. Recent fatal hit and run by a 15-year-old, and has been known to cuff and arrest, yes, and place in jail 12-year-olds who were caught playing doctor. Yet he refused to prosecute a man who was accused of raping his ex-wife. I don't know if this is true or not. Ken has done more to fan the flames of racial hatred in Weld County than anyone else in years. Believe me, there is plenty of hate here already. Well, I'll save this email in case we ever get Mr. Buck on. We can ask him about that. This is from Richard. Jay, the brainstems that have a hard time accepting the Hispanic population and continually harp on them taking our jobs forget that Hispanic Spaniards were here first in the 1600s. Maybe it's us who are taking their jobs. This is, I don't want to say who this one's from. Jay, Mr. Buck's motivation is pure and simple, political opportunism. He is seizing on a topic that can present additional political opportunities for him, the next Tom Tancredo, to replace Wayne Allard. If this man is so bold as to respond to hysteria and racism in this manner, what chance do any young Hispanics have of coming before him as district attorney? This is why there is no true justice in our judicial system. When someone like Mr. Buck has an individual's future in his hands, and he has openly shown himself to be willing to respond to racist hysteria. By the way, where was Mr. Buck when Timothy McVeigh bombed the Murrah building? Did he round up all the young white men and put them under a microscope to protect the local community?
Well, that's a pretty good point. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, as a liberal, I have to tell you that I'm not near my computer, so I can't tell you the sources of my information, but I can at least point you in that direction. But the first thing is it's been pretty well documented that the reason that the materials for meth comes from Mexico as a source, so you don't have to recook it, is because all of our plants that make over-the-counter medications have moved to Mexico, and so you can buy the raw materials very easily down there.
So no, that makes sense.
They're re-importing it. And if you go to the Frontline website, you could find the source for that material, government studies on that. But and the other thing is that the book Fast Food Nation and the subsequent movie, since it came out, it talked about the Swift and other plants that have moved to Greeley and stuff to process meat and how they're employing illegal aliens. Their statistics are how many people apply that are unsubstantiated residents has, like, doubled because people in Mexico are listening. There's job opportunities up here, so they're flocking up here to work at those plants.
Well, if they don't work there, who's going to work there?
Yeah, and you people in America, you know, haven't read the book or seen the movie, so, but obviously people in Mexico are knowing about it, so... You know, once again, and who helped the government fix the elections down there? American companies. You know, again, that's you know the
yeah. I don't disagree with anything that you're saying. But the sad fact about all of this is that guys like Buck take this and are trying to ride some kind of political wave off of it, and.
Well, that's why you have to put your sources so people can check the original material and its intent for those, you know, what the information really says.
I just...
That's exactly what you're saying, so...
Well, I'm not only saying that, but I'm also saying if I lived in Weld County, I'd be ashamed. I'd really be ashamed to have this guy in any office. I think he needs to explain himself. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it, Stuart.
Hey, keep up the good work.
All right, 303-713-7600. By the way, maybe I should ask Ken Buck if he knows where I can get my Klan hood cleaned. 9:49 minutes. Ken, don't have any fruits or vegetables, no salad. Do your own lawn work, wash your own clothes, and don't touch anything that has to do with illegal immigration, okay? Nothing. Any restaurants you go to, ask who works there and ask if they're legal. Come on, Ken. And Ken, come on the show and explain yourself. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600. Rick Morgan checks out traffic.
Jay, you can expect some delays on I-70 on both sides of the highway at Pecos. There's an accident on the eastbound side, and disabled vehicle on the westbound side causing some slowing through there. Also on I-76, still dealing with an accident at 88th. Other than that, the highway drive around town actually in pretty good shape. I-25 still a little crowded, southbound I-70 down to Spear, but not a big backup for you at this moment. To and from Boulder on the turnpike looks good, but in between Boulder and Longmont, an accident at Jay causing some delays there. Weather forecast, mostly sunny. Could be rather windy this afternoon, though. Warmer temps, highs into the low to mid-80s. Tonight, look for a low of 51. And then tomorrow...
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right.
The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Folks who work at Rockies, they just go the extra mile to make sure it's done right. Because they want to form a long-term relationship with you. That's what they're about. And when you look at it, you can't beat that. You just can't beat that. So, go to all the rest. I'm telling you, you should. But make sure you shop at Rockies first. See what they have to say. Check them out. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday until 9. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them in person. Corner 63rd and Federal.
At Check & Go, we're a lot like a bank.
We offer financial solutions, and we're safe and secure like a bank.
But Check & Go is different, too. You can get up to $1,000 with no hassles.
Check & Go is more affordable than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees. Visit CheckNGO.com for terms, locations, or to get a loan online. Or call 1-800-561-CASH. Check & Go is now open in Loveland at 1425 West Eisenhower Boulevard. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information. Always use cash advances responsibly.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
AutoZone has a new way to help you with your next tune-up. Get to AutoZone and check out ZNet. ZNet not only lets AutoZoners look up the part you need faster than ever before, but you'll also get pictures, diagrams, and complete instructions to do the job right the first time. Tune-ups can be as simple as replacing spark plugs, plug wires, oxygen sensors, and fuel filters. When an AutoZoner uses ZNet, you'll get back on the road fast.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Oh my God, Ken Buck! Ken Buck, run for the hills, Kenny! The Mexicans are coming, run for the hills! Oye, 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 oye! Ah! They've got brown skin, they've got brown eyes, they eat spicy food! Oh my God!
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder. The touch of the world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on when in bed I slumber.
I like to pick on them, so they'll take me right to the ballot box and I'll be a senator someday. My name is Ken Buck, I'm a racist. I'm on the taxpayer's dollar, and the joke's on you. Yeah, okay. Viva la Ken Buck. And I call Ken that to his face if he called me up. Ken, you're a racist. That was a racist party you threw.
Oh, my God, the brown people are coming. Ah!
So you want to call him up and say, hey, Ken, what were you up to last night? 1-970-356-4010. I love that song. That song's so cool, we should just play the whole thing. Mexican radio. XRF. Ciudad Acuña, Coahuila, Mexico.
And you know what I can't stand? You call these numbers, and they gotta give you the information in Spanish. Because I think it's intellectually smart only knowing one language.
Yeah, you could be like George Bush. He knows the English language, not very well. Okay, let's go to Anthony in Denver. Anthony, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Okay.
Hey, pretty good. I know we're on time. I'll make it quick. I take offense to the fact when you say racism, because every time this comes up, it's racism. As an African-American man, I don't see any Mexicans being discriminated from getting a job. I don't see any Mexicans hanging from trees because of their skin color. I don't see any Mexicans, not legal Mexicans, being denied the right to vote because of their skin color. So when they bring up this word racism, I don't see it. As far as I can tell, they can vote.
Well, how would you, for a couple of things here. Number one, how would you be in a position to see it? That's number one, because you can't look at employment records. And number two,
So what are you saying here? We should have a hand-wringing contest over who's got it worse? If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's racism, it's racism. You cannot, you know, you can be racist towards people who have a different ethnicity or a different background other than being African-American.
It sounds like to me that we can't have this discussion unless we discuss it your way. Just because
now that's what it is, huh?
Well, okay, well, if I disagree with you, Jay, that's what you always say that, open discussion. Just because I don't agree with you, I disagree that we ought to close the border, that there maybe are too many Mexicans. Maybe I want to have a number of people that say shouldn't be here.
I just want to ask you one question.
Illegal is illegal.
I'd like to just ask you
yes,
one
sir.
Question.
Yes, sir.
What were the Zoot Suit riots in Los Angeles about? Okay, I took that out so nobody would hear it. What, John, you think I should have left it in? Okay, I said to Anthony, you know what, if you don't know about the Zoot Suit riots and you don't know about the about how Ruben Salazar lost his life in East L.A., go look it up, dumbass. Okay, back tomorrow.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Some fees do apply. AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore.